Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The political events taking shape right now will govern the future of humanity. Unbelievably important developments are taking place as we speak. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 14th day of December, 2009, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We have two guests later in the broadcast joining us from Copenhagen, Denmark, to give us a report on what's happening there with the establishment of a planetary world government. The Copenhagen talks are in trouble. This is wonderful news. Now that I've given you the good news, here's the bad news. Ron Paul, who is seldom wrong, and his tracking lines up with The Hill, Politico, and the Financial Times of London. Ron Paul, of course, Friday here, said he believes the healthcare plan's going to pass. But by a razor slim edge, if the public goes absolutely ape, calling talk radio, calling Congress, going to your local senators' meet and greets, go to your senator's church and get in their face at the church meeting. I mean, this is not a game. This is 17% of what's left of the economy being hijacked by these crooks and massive cuts to Medicare and Medicaid. So all the money goes to the banks. This is happening right now. As Dennis Kucinich called it, a giant bailout for the insurance companies. It's not a bailout. It's a loot out. It's a robbery. It's a pirate out. The bankers are meeting again with Obama today, staging events, paying back TARP money. They take the money. They leverage it out more than 10 times per dollar with fractional reserve, fiat derivatives manipulation. Then they pay back small portions of it. They're only talking about the first $700 billion. That doesn't even count Federal Reserve open window lending to themselves over $23.7 trillion. Again, it's been 4 months. We haven't gotten new numbers in 4 months. It should be over $30 trillion if you follow the graph, but we don't know. 23.7, that's bad enough. Let me tell you who's on the radio show today. Chuck Norris will be joining us. Chuck got back with us over the weekend, and we narrowly got a hold of him this morning to be joining us coming up in the second hour today to talk about Copenhagen world government, to talk about the Obama takeover of healthcare, and a lot more. Chuck Norris, he'll also talk about his best-selling official Chuck Norris fact book. So that is coming up in the second hour. Chuck Norris, and then, of course, two guests from Copenhagen later. So we're going to be breaking down Copenhagen first, the latest developments there. Then I'm going to get into the banking takeover, phase two of that same group running the Copenhagen takeover. And then I want to play a clip of Glenn Beck calling for massive tax increases. And I wanted to show you that Nancy Pelosi called for the exact same tax a couple days before Beck did. These are talking points. See, they've got to have a fake liberal call for more war with left cover. That's Obama. And you've got to have a fake conservative or fake populist call for more taxes. Oh, man, you got to love it sometimes. You really got to love it. So we're going to be breaking that all down today. This is going to be a very important radio transmission. I will assure you, you don't want to miss a second of it. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you or a loved one suffer pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream, without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. Buy TPR20 for yourself or a loved one to enjoy Christmas and the new year with greatly reduced pain. Visit TPR20info.com or call to order at 877-829-9962 or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, go to TPR20info.com, call to order at 877-829-9962 or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Chuck Norris joining us in the next hour to talk about the global government takeover taking place right now in Copenhagen, Denmark. The takeover of healthcare, so we're all beholden to the government, making us dependent on them. That's happening as well right now. They're breaking it all down with Chuck Norris. You know, I forgot he was good friends with Steve McQueen. I'm a Steve McQueen fan. Maybe I'll ask him to tell us a Bruce Lee or Steve McQueen story. Chuck Norris scheduled to be joining us in the second hour today. And then we do have Christopher Horner joining us, a senior fellow at the CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's exposing what's happening over in Copenhagen. He wrote Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. And then we also have Dr. Niels Axel Mourner joining us. He's over in Copenhagen, breaking down the fraud taking place as we continue to track one of the most important conferences in modern history. Well, the UN says it's the most important, and I agree with them. If they're able to ram this through, this is open establishment of total private, unelected banking government. I mean, we are actual profit of private bankers pretty much already. By the way, I have a RAND Corporation report here in front of me. I saw this on the LRC blog by William Gregg. And then I actually read most of the 190-something page PDF this weekend. And it was very painful to read. It just confirms everything we already knew. But the police are already being totally federalized. The U.S. Army is going to operate through the Pentagon, a domestic military force called the... Let me just read to you the actual... A stability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. And it says that a Pentagon-run police force will run all the local police departments. Actually says it. Now, again, they propose it years after it's already in place. That's why they're putting Pentagon liaisons in all the departments and CIA liaisons in the threat fusion centers. I mean, this is so illegal, so dangerous, so un-American. This isn't a red flag. This is a red volcano erupting. I mean, this is run for the hills bad. This is worse than North Korea, worse than Mexico, worse than communist China. I mean, this is complete federal death squads. And they state it's for the U.S. collapsing. See, the bankers are going to collapse everything. And a lot of people are only going to serve the government with that much more glee. A lot of people, as the tyranny intensifies through cowardice, will actually serve it and vitriolically praise it and convince themselves that they like it and that it's good. While even at a conscious level, knowing they're just cowards and they're scared to death of it. Very few times in my life have I experienced just the edge of that psychological phenomenon and then recoiled from it from my very core of being a sentient human being. But that's what George Orwell talks about with Crime Stop and Doublethink in 1984. How people instantly see corruption, instantly see oppression, instantly see hypocrisy and tyranny and degradation, and then just spin it in their own minds that it's a good thing so they can feel like they're part of the system and have power over it. Because deep down, they are so deathly afraid of it. They think by laughing and smiling and giggling and having kind of an arrogant, haughty attitude that it gives them control over it. Just know this. Everything being set up by private Fortune 100 corporations, everything being set up by our criminal, illegitimate government, everything being set up by the UN... Everything being pushed is a unified global agenda on record that is a 180 degrees the opposite of not just our Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, but the Magna Carta, the Geneva Convention, the Ten Commandments. I mean, any moral yardstick by any angle, whether it be sociological, psychological, from the angle of anthropology. If we were a civilization 100 years in the future, looking back on this time, it would clearly be stated this was a time of just absolute propaganda, mass drugging of the public, brainwashing, and tyranny. Going on in front of everyone, just outrageous crimes that the illegitimate global government practices and sets precedents to do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want, with the media culture marinating the public mind in torture and abuse and slavery and degradation and humiliation and tyranny, and packaging it in a sicky sweet envelope of we're the good guys, we're the good people, we're saving the world. And it's only going to get worse. I mean, we have just begun the plunge. We just went off the cliff. When you hit the bottom, when all of us hit the bottom, in the years to come, when we bounce on those rocks at the bottom, it is not going to look good. It is not going to feel good. Okay, right now we're just falling off the side. And a few of us are got our bloody fingernails into the side, sliding down, just hopefully trying to find some purchase, hoping to find some place to grab hold. And spiritually obese and decadent people are hanging off of our legs, pulling on us, screaming, let go, you're keeping us from heaven. And so don't worry, they're going to get what they want. We're going to hit bottom. And they're so brainwashed, so drugged out, so stupid, so cowardly. They've been brought through successive programs of intensifying corruption, accepting lies, that now they believe lies and evil are good and that good is bad. And so many people are going to love the tyranny. They're very childlike, very dog-like. It's like taking an old dog out that's got cancer, and you don't want to take it into the vet to have them put it down that way. You know, that actually scares them worse. They can smell the death in there. So you just walk them back on the back 40. You've already got their grave dug. You pat them a little bit on the head and stick the 243 rifle butt to the side of their face and smile at them and tell them you love them and pull the trigger. But instead, the New World Order doesn't love us. It enjoys putting a bullet in our head. But we're just like the dog, though, lovingly having no idea. You ever watch the footage of the Soviets and the Nazis running people they were going to execute into shallow grave pits? And they run one group of men in, and they dutifully bow to the soldiers as they run by, submissively with their hat in their hand, and show them how they run quickly and step over the dead bodies. And you know, because all they want's the approval of the authority figure, the uniform. They want the approval. Oh, blow my head off. Ooh, you're wearing fancy black boots. You've got little fancy buttons on your caps, like a king's crown. Blow my brains out. I'm not going to run by you and grab you by the throat and try to rip your nose off. No, I'm not going to have any humanity to fight back. I'm going to run down into the pit. And that's what America is. You know, you look at those people in Europe and call them cowards. No, it's the peer pressure. 90% of Americans would run their children into pits to have their heads blown off and would thank the officers who did it. Because they worship it. You want to live in a police state? You do. Drive down the road. Half the billboards I see are government admonishments. The government's the mommy, the daddy. It's bossing you. Spy on your neighbors. Don't abuse children. Don't smoke pot. Oh, do you have a gun? Oh, there's an old lady missing. Because the government, it's the one that cares. It's the one that tells you about the old lady missing. Just all the message that they're the good guys. And you watch shows like Cops. Everyone's a white trash scum. Everyone's got drool coming out of their mouth and missing teeth. Everyone's guilty, and the cops are in fancy uniforms and all have their stuff together. And the image is the public's all a bunch of scum, and the police are God, and only they will save us. You know what happens in cultures where the police are worshipped? You die. You become slaves. But you don't want to face that, do you? You just want to be throttled by government. Owned by big corporations. And don't worry, you are. They're going to take everything you've got. And they're going to take your sons and daughters' minds. They're going to come home and preach at you about the global government and the carbon tax and rebuke you over your firearms or rebuke you when you try to discipline them. And they'll scream and beg to come home after the CPS takes them. But that won't matter because the news will never warn the other kids. And it will go on and on and on, being trampled on by tyrants. But don't worry, in this new system, you're going to get to trample people, though, when you spy on your neighbors and tattle. You won't care if you get trampled on as long as you can trample on somebody, too, because that's all that really matters to you. You know, I keep giving a decade-old number. I'm sorry. It's 60 million abortions, because they're not humans, and neither are you.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Chuck Norris coming up later in the next hour today on this 14th day of December 2009. Yes, December is quite long in the beard. The year 2009 is very long in the tooth. Just like our lives are very, very short, but what do we leave for our children and the children to come? I see myself as like a tree in a grove of trees. I'm not really worried about myself. I'm worried about the forest itself, where all my ancestors have fallen down and become mulch that I grew from. I think about all my progeny to come, all the little acorns. And I understand that my species, my culture, has been hijacked by an aberrant group of Homo sapiens sapiens who have set up a predatory system over our own species. And I know that classical, hardcore, vicious tyranny is being set up with the stated aim of establishing a planetary world government for the orderly execution and murder of the general population. They're already drugging our water supplies and drugging the population through the food and through direct drugging and vaccines. They're openly announcing their world one-child policies through the new treaty that it is meant to shut off your resources. They are openly announcing that they are going to federalize all police globally, directly under the IMF and World Bank, with paramilitary forces to wage war against the people. They have declared open war and sedition against all that is good, all that is wholesome, and all that is legitimate. But for the public, all that matters is the uniform, the signet, the title of office. Just as the Germans, Hitler is our Führer, he must be followed. Ein Volk, ein Reich, ein Führer. One people, one land, one leader. But leaders come and go in this system. The banking dictatorship and its social engineering grid built over the last century stays. And woe to all of us who have been sleeping while the darkness grew. Woe to all of you that have been conditioned to accept evil and corruption. Not just in its hidden disguises, not just in its cloaked forms, but in its most classic open manifestations of the national police force clothed in black, robed in black. The citizen spy network, killing the unborn, preemptive wars of aggression for resources, the mercenary forces now replacing our main military, secret arrest, rendition, snatch and grab, torture, black site prisons, all worshipped on the dramas where the soft, fat-fingered Americans can sit there in their lazy boys as the tyranny creeps in around them, watching the superstar Jack Bauer torture children to save L.A. from the nuke, the good guy's torture. You are being initiated into evil. You are being initiated so the hedge of protection can be removed from you so that the ravenous hyenas of tyranny can rip the flesh from your bones and crack your bones in their jaws and lap up and suck out your marrow. He has sent forth swarms of agents and officers to eat out our substance. Have you not read the Declaration of Independence? Have you not seen that the abuses they complain of are exactly what we face today? But today it is done far more sophisticated fashion and more vicious and wanton way, more openly clothed in the classical cloak of evil, manifesting itself and roaring that it's going to tear your guts out while you're alive, that it's going to draw and quarter you and eat you slow. It's going to use you up and suck you dry and throw your bones out on the beach with all the billions killed by government until your bones, through the sands of time, become nothing but ashes. The ashes of the Republic, the ashes of a good people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
The sun is going to burn into a cinder.
And the sun is going to burn into
a cinder. You ever walked through a canyon and seen how ancient those rocks are?
Before we ever pass this way again.
You know, when you're on the side of right, it's so satisfying. I'm not scared of dying. I'm not scared of anything. Except letting tyranny win.
Right like a one-eyed jack of diamonds.
And I look at how hollow and unfulfilled people are. They really think life is going to the 7-Eleven, buying a case of beer and going and getting drunk and watching the Dallas Cowboys, and that is their manhood. That is their male experience, is watching some other men have a simulated battle on a field. When a scientific tyranny has openly announced itself and its intent to kill you and your progeny, to blot you out, to genocide you, to decide who can have children and who can't, openly announcing its plans for you and following their announced program. They're not idly boasting. People say, oh, thank you, Alex, for fighting them. How could I not fight them? What man who's got 1 ounce of humanity to them, what woman couldn't see tyranny coming a mile away? Now it's right on top of us, stomping our guts out. It's so unspeakable. It's so much more horrible than I can even describe to you. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, there was also an article written at Lou Rockwell, RAND Corporation Blueprint for Militarized Stability Police Force. I read the 180-plus page. Well, it's 132 pages, and then it's got like a 60-page addendum. I read this thing, and it's one thing to know all of this is going on. It's another thing to see it all written out by the government's own think tank in black and white. I mean, it's horrible. I actually started crying last night reading over this. I'd read part of it last week, and there's actually a few tears staining this paper. Because this is the most diabolical evil. I mean, it just openly says the Pentagon will have a police force that runs everything and runs your local police department. Now, again, we already knew this was happening, but to see it being done and openly announced, this is high treason. You have any idea how illegal this is? Yeah, I guess you do have an idea how illegal it is. To have the president saying he's going to sign a treaty and that if Congress won't ratify it, he'll just enforce it, quote, by command and control. That's high treason right there. That's a high crime, as Ron Paul said last Friday here. They have set the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want. The government has black sites where they admittedly torture people and their families. Oh, yes, that's admitted. And their families. Guantanamo is just the public camp there to sell you on how well they're treated. The black sites all over Europe and Middle East and Asia. And then after they torture people for 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years in some cases, they trot them out to confess. I mean, people knew immediately when our pilots confessed to all sorts of crimes they hadn't committed in the Korean War and the Vietnam War. People knew, every American knew, that's ridiculous. You don't believe anything when somebody's been tortured. No, in America we go, yeah, we torture them, and then we have kangaroo trials. And they're like, that's right, because we get tough. You fools, the Patriot Act's written for you. Section 802. They now admit the whole thing was written for gun owners and conservatives. You guys driving around with power of pride on your golf carts and on your houses and on your cars. You know, American flags, let's nuke the Arabs. The Muslim extremists are all funded by our own criminal government. That's even coming out in mainstream news now. In fact, I have news clips about how they train the people to be Al-Qaeda in the torture camps. Oh, God, help me. Because I want to just calm down and cover the news here. It's just such a lie. It's a multi-trillion dollar a year defense system. Of course they go out and create fund a few billion in fake enemies. Does that mean some person who grew up in a dirt village doesn't really believe they're fighting for Allah when they run in and carry out a suicide bombing? No, but they are funded and handled up the chain right into the Bilderberg Group, right into the UN, right into the New World Order. Period. But let's say... I mean, what, you've got a 14 times better chance in 2008, the latest numbers, to be killed drowning in your bathtub than you do from a terror attack? But you're ready to give up your whole life. You're ready. Oh, my gosh, there's terrorists under every bench, even if there were under every bench. What happened to us? Where we herd our kids to the airports through body scanners that record their naked bodies for the government biometric system and take our shoes off in an act of supplication and submission. Your kids are all trained to tattle on you and spy on you in the public schools. I mean, I could go on and on and on and on and on. This isn't freedom. This isn't goodness. This isn't a wholesome country. Okay? It's like if you go in your cupboard and a bag of wheat or rice has weevils all in it. You got to throw it away. You don't dump it in a boil and in a bowl and pour hot water on it and give it to your two-year-old. It's got weevils and weevil crap all in it. It's rotten, period. The government is a criminal enterprise and knows it is. Knows it is. And they've got mercenary police and mercenary military and mercenary politicians in both political parties, and they think it's all a big joke. There's plenty of social climbers and plenty of people in history that will sell out to anything and everything for the almighty dollar and status. They're hyper-competitive, insecure people, and all they care about is being on top. It doesn't matter if it's on top of a pile of skulls. Now, let me give you the good news. Developing countries boycott UN climate talks because they've discovered they've got to make close to double the cuts that the West does and that the whole thing's a fraud. That's Associated Press. African nations walk out of Copenhagen talks, discovering it was a eugenics operation. Later, when we go live on TV, I want to go over the hockey stick scam to explain how they work. They only show you a snapshot of the last few years of climate, not the last few hundred, to make it look like the climate's going up, the temperature's going up. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, the UN everywhere is at official press conferences with certified media, not allowing them to ask about ClimateGate. If you're asked at official UN press conferences, you are drug out by security guards with guns. This is your tyranny. Also, Tony Blair is trying to cash in on climate change. Former prime minister arrives at summit to urge greenhouse gas deal that'll make him a bunch of money. That's the Daily Mail. Winter weather increases dolphin turtle strandings. This is out of the East Coast of the United States, out of Maine. Record cold there is killing dolphins and turtles. Canada freezes as snowstorm strands thousands. In many cities, it is the coldest temperatures ever recorded in this time of December. People in the north and central part of Canadian province of Ontario are digging out after one of the worst snowstorms on record. ABC News. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting Bloomberg, the Bigfoot in carbon. And they've done an analysis that he has one of the biggest carbon footprints, if not the biggest of anyone in the world. See, these articles are a fraud. This allows the establishment to convince you psychologically that carbon footprints are important by ridiculing rich and powerful people who are calling for carbon restrictions and one-child policies by showing how they're hypocrites. So then you start cheering, yes, yes, cut their carbon. And they always propose a carbon tax on rich people first, just to set the precedent on you. And so that's how the scam works. It's just basic psychology. The television's there to make you feel important and powerful, and the articles are meant to make you feel like you're a member of the establishment. It is thoroughly disgusting. They come up with tactics used car salesmen never thought about. Now, let me get to the bad news. And I've asked Paul Watson to write an article about this so people know we're in dire straits. As it stands, as Ron Paul said here Friday, the health care bill is going to pass. 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine if you don't get insurance. 2.5 to 5% of your paycheck taken out off the top, on top of the 10% being taken out for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and on top of the other taxes. Average tax bracket about 27% to 30%. So all total, the feds want to take it up to about 40% for people in higher tax brackets, 50. And it brings government control into health care, cuts Medicare and Medicaid, because all that money's got to go to the bankers, folks. This is how it works. At the end of the banker program, you're basically paying 85% taxes, according to the OECD at the UN. That's one of the private holding companies that runs all this, the organization, the OECD of Economic Cooperative Development. So Lieberman resists Medicare buy-in plan. Mark my words, Lieberman's going to say they made the changes he wanted and sign on to it. Okay, so we got to get another senator to say no. And it could happen. You know, they put in a lot of fraudulent electronic voting machines. A lot of incumbent senators have so much money, they've been promised by the media that they'll keep them in there regardless. But we need to get the states to start blocking it, saying they're not going to go along with it. But that's happening. Healthcare reform draws nearer. Financial Times of London says that it is going to be passed by early next year. And that's not just the Borg saying resistance is futile. I've looked at it. Ron Paul's looked at it. Looks like they're going to get it done. Now, next I want to shift to this. They can only have a fake leftist like Obama come out and say, I'm going to increase troops by 80,000, which he's now doing. He put in 40-plus thousand, now an additional 30 to 35,000, just of U.S. forces into Afghanistan. He said, I will get our troops out of Iraq immediately. Then it was 16 months, 18 months, 20 months, 21. Now they say 2024. First, they said 2 years we're going to keep our troops in Afghanistan. Now they're saying 2022. They're never leaving. Did they ever leave Germany or Korea? No. So, see, they got to have Obama come out and have the fake right wing say, oh, he doesn't want to put more troops in. He's a commie when he works for the big banks. It's fake left-right paradigm. And then he increases the wars. Well, it's the same thing with taxes. See, the reason I've known Glenn Beck to be an operative is at key points, he follows key talking points. We'll see an RNC talking point about Ron Paul being dangerous and tied to terrorists, and you see Glenn Beck putting it out, along with Joe Scarborough. And you see him come out for the banker bailout plan at the key point, then later say he was never for it. And we could play those clips here. You've seen them. Just Google Glenn Beck, neocon, not libertarian. You can watch that video of him saying Ron Paul's dangerous and a kook and evil. And he still says it on his radio show while having him on, and, you know, Ron's nicely smiling at him. So keep your friends close, enemies closer. That's what they're doing with Beck. Now, you notice O'Reilly came out in the last month. So has Glenn Beck, and so has the DNC, RNC, RAND Corporation, CFR. They're going to give you a value-added tax and a sales tax, and that's part of the Copenhagen, the 2% off the top value-added on the GDP. This is a UN treaty. And so they're planning on, even if the Senate won't pass it, Obama says he's going to enforce it. I mean, this is dictatorship. This is what it's like when they say, oh, let us spy on you without warrants. Oh, let us torture some people. Oh, let us have checkpoints. Oh, come on. You know, let us train your kids to tattle on you. Oh, it's not that bad. Yeah, it was bad when Hitler did it, but not bad when we do it. It was bad when Mao did it, but not bad when we do it. Here's the Gainesville Sun. Many see VAT option as cure for runaway deficits. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi proposes it. Now, who else is proposing it simultaneously? And then they go on in the video clip to talk about liberals not liking it. The full video clip's up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nemo wrote a story about it. Beck O'Reilly called for more taxation. It's a 7-minute clip. I'm not going to play the whole thing. Later in the show, if I have time, I will. Chuck Norris is coming up. But listen to this, because then they go in to talk about liberals want to stop it. See, now you could say, we need to vote Vladimir Lenin in as the new president because the liberals don't want him. And then conservatives go, well, I like Lenin then. It's just like they had George Bush say he was against carbon taxes, so all the Europeans got behind it when it was unpopular there. See how they manipulate you at a 5-year-old level? I mean, you're more sophisticated than that. Now, this is why I don't like Glenn Beck. And folks, I never watch him. I literally watch clips once a week. I can't stand looking at his disingenuous butt. Oh, he'll tell you about good stuff until the key. Here he is with O'Reilly calling for global taxes. We'll come back and finish it. But here's the first part of it.
Thanks, Dan Witteson. Bill O'Reilly in the At Your Beck and Call segment tonight. A shocking development. Fox News commentator Glenn Beck, chosen by Barbara Walters as one of the most fascinating people of 2009. We are not kidding. With us, Mr. Fascination himself, Glenn Beck.
What's not fascinating? What's not fascinating with me?
About me.
We'll get to that in a moment. And it's a travesty of a mockery of a sham, as Woody Allen would say.
It shows how troubled television is.
But I want to ask you a serious question. Yes. Last night, I know you watched Factor every night.
Yes.
So you can steal material.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax, 2%.
Yep.
What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added
tax?
All right, pause
value
there.
Value-added tax goes through.
You're going to get both of them. And you're going to get by-the-mile taxes. And you notice they use words like discipline, stuff that manipulates conservatives. I kind of like it, though. All these fake Republicans that love the wars and love destroying countries, you're going to get hurt bad. So in a way, you're going to get judged. You like being fooled? You like a spirit of deception? You like being... Okay, get ready. Get ready. They're going to hurt you bad.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful, full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-948-5099. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-948-5091. That's 1-800-948-5091. 1-800-948-5091.
So here is how entirely new taxing systems to be paid directly to the private banks. You heard, only for the national debt. Got to make sure it only goes to the private banks that created the money out of nothing, and then you pay loan sharking interest to. You didn't know that the TARP money they were given was loaned back to the government? Oh, what a tangled web they weave. That they're saying, oh, if you support the troops, you've got to have a global tax. And, you know, to give them more benefits, as if they'll ever see any of it. We need to tighten our belt. I don't have time to play this whole clip, but see, now it's liberal. if you don't want more taxes. And see, it's also liberal when Obama cuts Medicare and Medicaid in the new health care bill. They get more tax money, literally trillions over the next decade, but you get hundreds of billions less a year. Or right at $100 billion, what, $41 billion out of Medicare, $30-something billion out of Medicaid, a bunch of other cuts. They cut. See, because the bankers are done. They already got you addicted to handouts. Now it's time to butcher the Christmas turkey or the Christmas hog. Now you don't get the goodies. You're going to be weaned off now. Just like Nicaragua or El Salvador or Nigeria or Mexico, everything's going to go to the debt to El Jefe. Let's hear that from Beck, the guy we can trust, who was for TARP and for the Patriot Act and against Ron Paul. Here it is.
But you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax, 2%.
Yep.
What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
That's exactly what the treaty says.
Value-added tax goes through absolutely.
Got to get us Americans
so
ready for the treaty.
On every piece. You make a car, somebody's making the radio, 2%. Somebody's making the... So it hits...
Well, that'll be great for the economy.
It hits too. All the way along the line.
But you remember that
corporations... It's an extraordinary amount of money.
I can't listen anymore. Turn it off. You can watch 5 more minutes of it at Infowars.com if you dare. Next, they say the liberals will try to stop it. Really? Here's the Gainesville Sun and Associated Press. Nancy Pelosi calls for a value-added tax. Oh, here's another one. Lieberman calls for a 2% national sales tax. They're just getting you ready for the new tax. And it's bipartisan. See, because they finally got somebody in there who's got control of both sides of the House and Senate and the president. They got the executive and the legislative. And they're making their move. And next year, they say it's going to be on gun control, taking your weapons, open borders. And Obama says, hey, you know what? I don't care if they don't implement my treaty in the Senate, I'm just going to do it by command and control. That's a quote. We're going to go to break and come back with the next hour. I want to encourage listeners to not procrastinate this Christmas season and to go to Infowars.com because these deals are over when Christmas hits. And you can get Fall of the Republic, my latest 2-hour, 24-minute film detailing the banker takeover, the carbon tax, the UN, the master plan. People are really ready to see this film. Now is the time. You get a free Obama as the Joker t-shirt while supplies last. And some sizes have already run out. But we have other t-shirt selections there as well that are free. Just make your choice at Infowars.com. Check out the banners at the top of Infowars.com or call toll free and say, I want the free t-shirt with Fall of the Republic. Tell them the color and size you want. We have a Don't Tread on Me, Join or Die, different Obama shirts. Great way to meet like-minded people. Infowars.com. Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can simply see all the films online in super high quality, prisonplanet.tv. Until Christmas, we have a deal where you get 5+ months free at prisonplanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv. Chuck Norris just called in. We're lining him up to go live with him. Thank you so much for joining us. We have several guests joining us from Copenhagen, Denmark. Several reporters, one a reporter, one a scientist, to be breaking down the fraud of man-made global warming. Obviously, not just the ClimateGate emails where the head UN scientists are engaged in premeditated fraud covering up the decline of temperatures in the last 9 years. Temperatures stopped heating up 15 years ago, started dropping 9 years ago. We'll be covering that coming up in the next hour. We're also going to get into the fact that Ron Paul said here last Friday that he believes the Obama takeover of healthcare to make even more Americans dependent on the government. $250,000 fines, 5 years in prison if you don't get insurance. He believes, as it stands, it will pass, but by one vote. So we better put pressure on Lieberman and let him know that if he doesn't vote against this, somehow the whole nation is going to target him to not be reelected. For the next 30 minutes, we are joined by Chuck Norris. He really doesn't need any introduction, though I will give him one here today. He's a martial arts expert, probably the most famous martial arts person in the world. Joined the Air Force after high school. During a service, he went to South Korea where he began his training in martial arts and Tang Soo Do. He returned to Los Angeles in 62 and opened a karate school catering to such celebrities as Steve McQueen, who later encouraged Norris into his acting career. And then it goes on to his top TV show on CBS, Walker, Texas Ranger, best-selling author. He's done so much for kids who've been in trouble, teaching them discipline. He's a best-selling author, and he's also fighting the tyranny. So Chuck Norris, good to have you back with us.
Thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Good to have you here with us. We're about to go to break,
okay?
But I want to come back and talk about Copenhagen, Obama healthcare, all these proposals for new taxes. But what's got Chuck Norris most fired up right now?
The healthcare has me most fired up right now. Because, they're just going in the wrong direction. And after we come back from the commercial, I can kind of give you an idea of how I think we should work on the healthcare issue.
Absolutely. So you're more concerned about healthcare than even Copenhagen.
I don't think they're ever going to get together. I can't see all these nations working together. I don't see China or India or any of them, cooperating on trying to cut down green gas emissions. The thing is, we have to lead by example, Alex. We, as the United States, have to lead by example. We should use the stimulus money to develop alternative sources of energy. Let's here in our own country get our bed in order. Instead of putting garbage and dumps in the ocean, how about developing a way to use it for fuel? We're polluting our oceans. And we're polluting our dumps, we're building all these gases up in these dumps. Why not figure out a way to make, the people have already found ways of making, turning garbage into fuel, but the government won't pursue it and help make it a reality. We could use alternative sources of energy. We can then develop fuel efficient cars. We don't need cars that can do 140 miles an hour on the road. How about developing a fuel-efficient car that the maximum speed of 70?
We have to
lead by example, and the other countries will follow, Alex. If they see we're serious about cleaning up the planet, by doing these type of things, cleaning up our own house. And cleaning up alternative sources, using finding alternative ways to use fuel and get and eliminate this cap and trade baloney.
Well, let's talk about that. Chuck Norris, the legend, can certainly say the legend, on the line with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you or a loved one suffer pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream, without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. Buy TPR20 for yourself or a loved one to enjoy Christmas and the new year with greatly reduced pain. Visit TPR20info.com or call to order at 877-829-9962 or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, go to TPR20info.com. Call to order at 877-829-9962 or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Chuck Norris with us until the bottom of the hour. We are live on the 14th day of December 2009 on this Monday. A bunch of subjects. We're going to go over government takeover of healthcare, climate gate, the Copenhagen meeting that's happening right now. We're going to talk about so many other issues. Also, we're going to talk about Kickstart for kids and the website. In fact, Chuck, let's do that right now. I mean, you're such a humble person, but you do so much for children around the country. Tell us out of the gates how folks can get involved with the Kickstart program and the different websites they can visit.
Well, KickstartKids.org is our organization where we teach the martial arts in the middle inner city middle schools. I started this 17 years ago, Alex, and currently we have 6,500 kids in our program. We have graduated over 60,000 kids over the last 17 years, and most of these kids going on to college and becoming successful in their own right. And they would tell you, if they would ever talk to you, that the Kickstart program is what saved them from going to prison or possibly being killed because it got them out of gangs. See, the thing is, to be in our program, you no longer have to, you cannot be in gangs. And, you know, most of the kids, In fact, we have a schools in Pflugerville right near you.
Awesome.
You know where Pflugerville is, right there.
Absolutely.
Austin. And anyway, Pflugerville called us and said, we see how successful your program is, and we would like to implement it as a community program in Pflugerville. So the community got together, opened up two schools in Pflugerville, paying for it themselves. And it was so successful the first year that they opened up the three more schools. So we have a total of all five middle schools in Pflugerville. And that's kind of where we're heading with our program, is getting a community involved. And like I say, we have kids. I had one young Hispanic boy, got a full scholarship to MIT. You know, a lot of our kids have graduated from high school, valedictorians, because once they start believing in themselves, Alex, then the world's the limit for them. I mean, they can do anything they want to do, and it's been proven with our program. The martial arts is a great tool. It turned my life around, Alex. I was an insecure, non-athletic kid when I got involved in the martial arts when I went to Korea, and it just turned my whole life around. It raised my self-esteem and instilled that discipline and respect that I was lacking at that time. And so I know it does work, and like I say, that's my goal, and it's my wife, Gina, and my wife's passion is to implement Kickstart all over the country one day.
Well, it's beautiful what you're doing. And also, you've got the official Chuck Norris fact book, a new edition out on that, a perfect stocking stuffer, available all over, better bookstores everywhere and at Amazon.com. I know a lot of the books and products you sell, you end up giving a lot of the proceeds also to Kickstart.
Well, the proceeds from anything I do outside my entertainment world go straight to our Kickstart Foundation. You know, funny about this fact thing, this started about 4 years ago. I started getting these facts on my email, you know, a few of them, and I'm reading them and saying, oh, hey, I said, these are funny, you know, but not expecting them to go anywhere. And then all of a sudden the college kids picked up on the facts, and it became a phenomenon in the universities and colleges. Then it filtered down to the high schools and the middle schools, and then it went global. Then it started going all over the world. Then the military picked up on it. And I got a call from the commander in Iraq, and he said, Chuck, these Chuck Norris facts are driving me crazy over here. All the troops want you to come over and visit with them. So, you know, I did two trips to Iraq.
Do us a favor. Give us some Chuck Norris facts.
Well, you know, Chuck Norris was bit by a cobra, and after five excruciating days, the cobra died. You know, in fact, that's the first one in the book, and I kind of I had the facts in the book, and then I told stories behind it, and the story on that particular fact is that when I was filming Walker, Texas Ranger, I was doing a scene on the set and with a rattlesnake, and the thing bit me. And I talk about the story of this thing, how I picked him up the first time, and I got him good. Second time I tried, and he nailed me, and you know, and what went on after that. So it's some pretty interesting stories that follow the fact there. And like you say, it's good, Christmas talk type book.
Chuck, please give us a few more Chuck Norris facts from the man.
Well, they wanted to put Chuck Norris on Mount Rushmore, but the granite wasn't tough enough for his beard.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
In fact, when I'm writing these, Alex, you know, my 8-year-old twins are coming up as I'm trying to find there's 600,000 facts out there. So I'm trying to find 101 of my favorite facts. So I'm looking through these, all these facts, trying to find the ones that I think are the funniest.
What's your favorite?
Oh, golly. My favorite one is my 8-year-old son came up with. He was, he says, Chuck Norris eats bullets for breakfast. Watch out when he burps.
Do you know who started the Chuck Norris facts?
Because some college kid back east, but he just started a few of them. Then all of a sudden, everybody.
What's the one about water? Because I mean, everywhere I go, I hear people doing Chuck Norris facts.
I know. When I was in Iraq shaking hands with these troops, I shook hands with 27,000 troops over there and took pictures with all of them. And they'd walk up to me and say, they'd tell me a Chuck Norris fact, and they'd start laughing. And then they said, what's your favorite? And I'm thinking, golly, I don't know. So when I got back home, I said, maybe I should write, put one out that, kind of comes up with my favorite ones. Because, you know, after writing Black Belt Patriotism, and now I've got the addition to that book coming out next month, it's nice to write a book where you can kind of laugh about it rather than dealing with all the...
Well, I definitely want to get you on next month, and maybe I can twist your arm for an extended interview because we're running out of time. We only got 15 minutes left. Chuck Norris is our guest, but I'm very excited about that second book. I love the last one, The Black Belt Patriotism. Now, Chuck, moving quick here. Specifically, government-run health care, they want us to be dependent. Medicare, Medicaid cuts $41 billion out of Medicare alone, but they're going to put more people in Medicare. It looks like it's going to pass. Ron Paul was on this Friday. He said, unfortunately, looks like it's probably going to pass.
Well, let it pass, and then believe me, everyone that puts their mark on that health care bill, we've got to get them out of office next year. That's going to be my campaign. I write weekly articles for WorldNet Daily, and I'm going to be hammering these guys. I'm going to be going after each and every one of them that passed this health care bill. Just think about this, Alex. Let's fix what is broken. Okay, 20% of the health care bill is broken, but leave the 80% alone. 80% of the people are happy with their health care. I'm happy with mine. So let's work on the 20% that isn't working. Rather than tearing it down, it reminds me, like, if you have a flat on your car, right? But you decide to change all the tires and maybe put in a new motor, whether you need it or not. See, I believe that's what the government's thinking here.
Well, worse than that, they're going to take the motor out and fire machine gun bullets into it because it has a flat.
Exactly. And the thing is, it's not going to work. It's not going to work, and there's going to be a lot of hurting people because of this. And that's where my heart goes out. My heart goes out to the people that are going to be suffering from this.
Well, we're also, as you were saying to me during the break, we're also bankrupt, and it is in there to give the illegals health care. I mean, we can't take 20, 30 million people and give them free health care. I mean, we're going bankrupt.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is, I think the biggest mistake government made is using all this stimulus money to shore up AIG, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, banks, cars, and all this stuff here. They should have been using all that stimulus money to shore up small business so they can begin hiring back their employees. Our country survives on 80% of small business.
Yes.
80% of our economy. And so why in the world isn't the government, of course Obama's talking about it now, a year later, well, I've got to help small business. Why didn't he start that, months and months ago if he had?
Well, let me throw this out at you, Chuck Norris.
Right now.
Sorry to interrupt, we just have limited time. If Ron Paul runs for president in the next year and a half, are you going to support him, or are you thinking about supporting him?
I love Ron Paul, but I have to be honest with you. I would like to have a younger president. When you get in your 70s, and I'm pushing 70, it's a tough grind. I would rather find someone like Ron Paul who can lead our country. And I'm really still a Mike Huckabee fan. I really still believe that Mike Huckabee is the man to lead our country. And that's kind of the general consensus of the people in America. And I would love to have Ron Paul in a very prominent position in Washington, but not what kind of position,
like Treasury Secretary?
Yeah, something like that. Something, because he's an honest man. Here's one of my favorite facts also, is America's not a democracy, it's a Chucktatorship. and now, if that were true, Alex, I would go to Washington, I would line up every member of Congress, and I'd have Ron Paul, who I think is the most honest politician in Congress. I'd say, Ron, point out the honest and the dishonest politician. And we'd go down the aisle, and Ron'd say, he's honest, this one's dishonest. I'd walk up to that person, and I'd say, you're fired. And if he didn't move immediately, I'd choke him unconscious and drag him down the aisle.
Chuck Norris is our guest. Chuck, shifting out of healthcare, obviously I agree with you. It's very unpopular in the polls. It's unconstitutional. The federal government's not supposed to be involved in health care. And we need to have recalls of these people, and we need to repeal it if they do pass it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's, the thing is, it's going to be a very trying 3 more years with the Obama administration. I can, this is just the tip of the iceberg with this health care. This is just the beginning. If they pass this, then it's going to embolden them to pass a lot of other very devastating bills, such as cap and trade and a lot of the other things that's going to really negatively affect our country.
Chuck Norris, since you brought that up, I have the headline here. EPA threatens command and control economy to push climate change agenda. And that was in Associated Press. Another headline was Obama threatens command and control. He's saying if the Senate doesn't ratify Copenhagen, which openly establishes global government, according to the head of the UN, Ban Ki-moon, then he will order the bureaucracy to supersede Congress. That is a high crime. Ron Paul said last Friday that clearly is an impeachable offense. If Obama does implement Copenhagen without congressional approval, what do you think should be done?
I think then the Congress should impeach Obama. You know, they have the right to. You know, they can impeach him.
This is not an Obama dictatorship, is it?
No, it isn't. And that's what he really wants. You know, the thing, he's not concerned about 2012. By 2012, he wants to be able to be a lifetime member of the presidency.
Absolutely. Or have us in an emergency so bad that it's like Roosevelt, he just stays on.
Well, that's what they're doing. You know, I know their game plan. It's all a con game. They're just trying to make our country so dependent on government that he can do whatever he wants to do to our country. I can see what he's doing here. And if we the people don't stand up and say enough is enough, and we're going to vote, you know, well, you would say, like you say, Congress is now, impotent, you know, that Obama and his czars are the ones, and Rahm Emanuel and George Soros, they're the one running our country. And it's a sad situation right now.
That's what's incredible. George Soros will go before Congress and badmouth the banks when he is the biggest one involved in 1999 lobbying to get Clinton to change the rules, and it's his crew in there running the show right now.
Well, believe me, you know, that's why they want a one-world government, because they want a one-world bank, and George Soros will be running that one-world bank. That's his goal.
Chuck Norris is our guest. We've got about 10 minutes left with him. I want to play you two short clips. This is Herman Van Rompuy, the new head of the EU, calling for global government on BBC. Next is Al Gore. Here is Van Rompuy.
Our countries. 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
Okay. Global government, global management. Next clip, Chuck, and I want your take on both of these. This is Al Gore calling for global governance around the environment. They're admitting this is their system for planetary government. Here it is.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements.
Well, global governance.
The thing is right now, Al Gore has become a multi-zillionaire because of this con game of global warming. You know, the thing is, you ought to look outside my ranch right now. I'm freezing to death right now. It sure isn't warm right now here at the ranch. But the thing is, I think it's a global con game that Al Gore has initiated. You know, and I'm sure he's used, he's probably in cahoots with George Soros and a lot of those people with the power and the money. And it's made him, probably a billionaire by now. And, thing is, but a billion's not enough. Once they get a little, they want a lot, and then they want it all. And that's what Al Gore, George Soros, Barack Obama, that's what they want. They want total control over the world, and especially on the United States of America. And it's heading in that direction, Alex. Believe me, it's heading in that direction. And if we don't do something about it, the people don't rise up, we're going to have a revolution in our country. Because once the government comes in and starts dictating us how we can raise our children, putting us in jail if we don't send our kids to school to learn what homosexuality is all about and how to use condoms properly, they're going to put you in jail.
Well, Chuck, in 2000, I covered Fiskgate when it first broke that they were taking 14-year-olds to a dorm with beds, and I had stations got angry when I played the audio tapes. This person is now the school czar,
mm-hmm,
teaching 14-year-olds, even if it was heterosexual, it's pedophilia.
It doesn't matter what heterosexual, homosexual. The thing is, that's too young to be, you know.
Well, why are they allowed to engage basically in pedophilia?
Oh, golly. I don't know why they are. You know, I mean, it's sickening. It's absolutely sickening. And that's what they want. They want a free society where anything goes. I mean, George Soros, he loves that. He wants a free society in our country. And I really believe he's the power behind it all. And I really believe that that's the direction they're going, is having America as a free society. And you know that you can do pedophilia, you can do whatever you want, which will be okay. There's not going to be a crime about it.
Well, yeah, NAMBLA is an official part of the UN. They're a non-governmental organization. That's the North American Man-Boy Love Association.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
You know, I don't hate any of groups out there for their sexual preference or whatever. But I do hate NAMBLA. I do hate NAMBLA going after children. Sorry, go ahead.
I do, too. No, I have a lot of friends that are homosexuals, gays, and that's not the concern of mine. If that's their lifestyle, fine.
But going after people's kids.
Yeah, going after people's kids, that's a whole different animal. And God forbid anyone ever come after my children. I would spend the rest of my life in jail because I would pulverize them.
Chuck Norris, you, and any good parent would, you brought up during the break what you're really upset about. I said, what's most concerning? You talked about California's trying to pass laws to restrict homeschooling. Germany arrests you if you won't send your children to their indoctrination.
Yeah, they've actually pulled children out of homeschool. They're trying to keep you from having homeschooled there in Germany. And I've read blogs where parents have gone to jail because they would not let their kids go to a public school and learn about, you know, the homosexuality and free sex, you know, and how to do it. I mean, what's our world coming to, Alex? It's so depressing, you know, to see the decadence that's going on, not only in our country, but all over the world.
Well, whatever happened to innocence, just leaving kids alone to have a good time and not turn them into adults or not turn them into perverts? Look at this.
At 12 years of age.
Guys, punch up Maury Strong. I want people to see that quote. You talked about how they want to destroy our society. Maury Strong, the head of the UN Environment Program, involved with the Oil for Food Program, he's now been indicted. He's in trouble. He said, isn't the only hope for the planet that the industrial civilizations collapse? Isn't it our responsibility to bring that about? He said that in 92 at the UN. He said carbon taxes are to destroy the economy. They want to bankrupt the economy and make us dependent on them. And that's everything you're fighting against, Chuck. And well, that's what's so exciting.
That's what they want to do here. They want to bankrupt our economy here in the United States and then come with a universal coin, universal money, international money, and take away the dollar we have here in America, and everyone use the international currency. And I see that just like North Korea. You know, North Korea just implemented changing the currency there. Well, that's what's going to happen universally if we don't do something about it.
Chuck, in closing, let me ask you this. I've had a lot of national media here the last week, and I play them clips of the head of the EU, head of the UN calling for global government, Al Gore. I give them the treaty, the Copenhagen Treaty, that states global government, a 2% tax on everything, which they're now promoting, Pelosi and others are, all these other taxes, and they tell me it doesn't exist. That's a mind game, isn't it?
It's all a mind game, Alex. It's all a mind game. You know, and they're saying, well, we want to help the poor countries. We have poor people in our own country. You know, a lot of our kids, our inner city kids, you know, they won't have a Christmas this year because they have no money. And the thing is, why aren't we helping the poor in our own country and helping them be able to enjoy the luxuries of what we have in this country? This is what irritates the heck out of me. It's all the money we send overseas, trying to help them out, and they don't even appreciate it. Let's give it to the people in our own country.
Well, I agree, Chuck Norris. But,
Alex?
But Chuck, it's worse. The eugenicists, the White House science czar, they say the carbon taxes are about starving the third world. These carbon cuts in the treaty will just kill millions of starvation a year conservatively.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I just believe charity begins at home, and I just hope the people see what is going on and just not sit home and say, well, whatever happens, it will happen. It's not the way it should be, you know, and I'm very concerned about it, you know. It's almost like, if you do it, I'll do it. no, you do it first, and then I'll do it. You know, it's like nobody, everybody wants, no one will step up unless someone else does. And but I really believe that we, the United States, have to start leading as a, by example.
We do. Chuck Norris.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you or a loved one suffer pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream, without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. Buy TPR20 for yourself or a loved one to enjoy Christmas and the new year with greatly reduced pain. Visit TPR20info.com or call to order at 877-829-9962 or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, go to TPR20info.com, call to order at 877-829-9962 or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com.
Okay, finishing up with the legend, Chuck Norris. There's few people we can say really are a legend. Best-selling book is the official Chuck Norris fact book. You can get it for $12.99 at Amazon.com or even less. Great stocking stuffer. And all the proceeds of that go to a really good cause. And that, of course, is the Kickstart program with youth all over the country. And you do teach them discipline, teach him self-respect, teach him self-control. It really does save a lot of lives, and it's so important, all the great things Chuck Norris is doing. Okay, Chuck, finishing up with that point you got cut off, Obama, you talk about him wanting a dictatorship. Clearly, they are setting one up. Clearly, he's setting up a domestic police force he's called for. You talk about revolution. How do we get the people to stand up and say no so it doesn't get to that point?
Well, the thing is, right now, leadership in our country is very scarce. You know, I think two leaders that I look up to is Ron Paul and Mike Huckabee. You know, and Mike Huckabee has a voice now on Fox, and it's really showing because the polls are saying that he is by far the leading candidate for the Republican ticket in 2012. I really think, you know, being with Mike Huckabee for 5 months campaigning for him, I saw him as a man of integrity and honesty and really a very intelligent man. And he, you know, when on that tour, he never had a teleprompter. He never had notes. He never had anything. He talked right from his heart, Alex. And that was very impressive.
Now, I saw the media confronting him with that made-up thing about that nut that the parole board said let out. Well, and no, he was just so was slick talking.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, as he explained, that was 10 years ago. The kid was 16 years old. And all he committed was burglary. You know, he didn't assault anyone. He didn't kill anyone. It was strictly a burglary.
Well, it does show the media is scared of Huckabee. That's why
they're scared of him. They're scared of him. And, you know, but the guy did fall between the cracks because those judges in Washington let him out after he'd committed those heinous crimes. And that was where the failure was in Washington.
Well, Chuck, we're going to let you go because I know you've got a newspaper interview coming up. But on the subject of Huckabee, he has been coming out now and talking about the New World Order. He said it's a bad thing. And I think it's becoming more acceptable now to tell the truth about the UN and the globalist and George Soros, thanks to you and others speaking out. But I have no doubt that we're going to defeat the New World Order, having Chuck Norris on our side.
Well, we're going to survive three more years, Alex, and then we're going to have Mike Huckabee as president and Ron Paul as Secretary of the Treasury. And that way we'll keep things honest in our country.
Thank you so much, Chuck Norris, for joining us. We'll talk to you next year.
Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
God bless. Okay, bless there goes too. Chuck Norris. Take care, sir. Well, that was a fun interview with Chuck Norris. What about a Huckabee-Ron Paul ticket? Look, a Huckabee's not perfect, but compared to George Bush and Barack Obama, my gosh, anything's good. Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm just glad that Chuck Norris is going around speaking out against the New World Order. He's going on national TV, and when Sean Hannity said, oh, well, Ron Paul's a kook, Ron Paul's a nut, and he said, well, good, I'm a nut, too. I like him. You know, he didn't betray him. He didn't wasn't a doubting Thomas. He didn't throw Ron Paul under the bus. And Chuck Norris has come a long way waking up for the New World Order, just like Jesse Ventura has come a long way. You know, talking to Chuck Norris, he talked about how over 10 years ago he heard my show and liked it in Texas. And Chuck knows a lot more than he's letting on, I'll tell you that. So he's certainly coming along, not just in his knowledge, but what he's willing to talk about. But he certainly does like Mike Huckabee. So that was an interesting interview with him. You know, I was about to ask him about Glenn Beck, who he goes on his show and is friendly with. Glenn Beck calling for a value-added tax. Glenn Beck calling for a value-added tax. That's exactly what the Copenhagen Global Government Treaty that will be paid directly to the IMF and World Bank. We now have the treaty. It's on record, Associated Press, London Guardian, that IMF World Bank will run the treaty, and so developing countries boycott UN climate talks because the UN is to lose its power. The UN never had any power. It was always a front for banks. It was a debating society to get all the third world countries together so they could be bought off and paid off. Guys, will you pull up again the clip of Bill O'Reilly slash Glenn Beck Friday night? This is Bill O'Reilly and Glenn Beck talking about how they want national sales taxes and value-added taxes. How, over a decade, I've told you, because I read the official government plans, it's Council on Foreign Relations publications, you're going to have a national sales tax that is graduated. So it's fair. Some will be exempt, but there's going to be fraud with people buying black market. So you're going to have to thumbprint and swipe a card to buy and sell. That will also be your carbon tax credit. I've told you that for more than a decade because I'm reading directly from the CFR and RAND Corporation and others' plans. I haven't forgotten more than I know, forgotten more than most people know. It's that I read this RAND Corporation plan about federalizing all police and putting federal death squads on the streets. And 10 years from now, it will just be knowledge that I have. And I'll have to reach back into my memory to even remember where I got it. But they write about what's already been covertly set up here. But the issue here is, people ask why I don't like Glenn Beck. Because the establishment is keeping their friends close, their enemies closer. At key points, Beck attacks Ron Paul. At key points, he says there are no FEMA camps. At key points, he says the MIAC, Homeland Security reports, saying veterans and gun owners are terrorists, might be reasonable. At key points, he gets your confidence and then he sabotages. And when I saw Nancy Pelosi last week, many see VAT option as cure for runaway deficits. Give me a close shot of this, please. This is the Gainesville Sun, and you can look up all these other Republicans and Democrats saying, oh, yes, the way to get us out of this deficit is more taxes. No, the average federal employee's money's gone up. The government tripled under Bush, has more than tripled in the first year under Obama. They want to destroy the economy. As Chuck Norris just said, I have their own documents. I just read to you what Maurice Strong said. But here's Nancy Pelosi calling for it. Now, in this 7-minute clip, I don't have time to play the whole thing. You can go watch it at Infowars.com if you want. In the article Kurt Nemo wrote, Beck O'Reilly called for more taxation. They start talking about, oh, the liberals don't like you. Oh, I'm proposing taxes. Oh, I wonder why the liberals had you on ABC. And it's all about the celebrity of Beck and how much these two egomaniacs on TV together. And I just can't understand how they completely sell their souls out for money and power. There's nothing wrong with money and power if you got it through telling the truth, doing the right thing, and not being an evil person. But it's not what you're supposed to worship and do anything for. I mean, Glenn Beck and O'Reilly, with the words they use and the terms they use and about tightening our belts and discipline. Discipline is giving the government more taxes, officially setting up a federal and value-added tax over everything, federal inspectors in more of your lives, two more IRSs. And then I said last week, I said, watch, you're going to watch value-added and sales taxes proposed during a financial crisis in the next year. And because I read it in the treaty, what you read in a UN treaty is what happens, Jack. Even if the Senate doesn't ratify it, by fiat, they will pass all the tax laws to get in line with it, all the laws piecemeal to get like an Erector set or Legos. They will put it all together in pieces. And what is in the treaty? A value-added tax of 2%. What did Lord Monckton tell you last week? What did I read out of the treaty here on air? Here it is. Here's the treaty. What does it have? A 2% flat tax on all air travel. A 30% tax on all coal. A 2% value added right off the top of the GDP. It's all in the Framework Convention on Climate Change, which is a convention like the Continental Convention, like the Constitution. This is their global government total takeover. They've built the platform. They've got the rocket fueled. They're launching the rocket. They're launching the New World Order right now. The greatest time to ever be alive, folks, because these people are eugenicists. They want to cut your resources off so they can socially engineer you and take your kids. Chuck Norris has finally gotten it completely. He understands it's about taking your kids. It's about the state ending the family. Folks, the Illuminati during the French Revolution, this is on record, tried to go to a 10-day work week, 10 days out of the week. What was it, like 9 months out of the year? They tried to abolish the family. It failed. China tried that. These people are the same group, ladies and gentlemen. It's real. You better wake up. They mean business. You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. They want you dead. You understand that? They want your family broken up. That's why they give men ridiculous expectations, women ridiculous expectations. Everybody thinks they're supposed to be a movie star. Everybody feels inadequate because they never became movie stars. Madison Avenue first makes you feel weak and insecure. Then they can sell you with what will supposedly fulfill you. When the truth is, I've been in big movies with big movie stars. The truth is, I've hung out with people you wouldn't believe. The truth is, I've seen things you wouldn't believe. The truth is, because I took action against the New World Order, and most people were too timid to do it, it's taken me to very high mountains. I've been taken up to the mountain and offered great power by the system. But because I was offered the great power, I realized it was crap. It meant nothing. It means nothing. Money means something if your car isn't running and you can't feed your family. It's very important up to that point. Once you're comfortable, let me tell everybody out there, the yuppies who think they need more, that they'd be fulfilled if they had the newest iPod or if they had the newest car, it means nothing. What matters is that you're an honorable person and that you help other people and that you understand you're part of the species and part of a continuum and that there's evil that has to be faced. That's what will fulfill you. You're not fulfilled because you aren't tuned into reality. Your subconscious mind is hundreds of times more powerful than your conscious mind. Your subconscious mind knows everything that's going on. Everyone is a genius, but they can't focus it through their conscious lens. Hundreds of times stronger. You don't have access to that. You haven't trained yourself to have access to discernment, to understanding. And so your subconscious mind is telling you, I'm not happy. I don't like this. You may be in a $5 million mansion. You may have the hottest 25-year-old trophy wife prancing in on her high-heeled shoes. You're not happy. You know why you're not happy? Why isn't Tiger Woods happy? Why aren't all these sports people and movie stars not happy? Because they're not truly serving humanity. Now, the globalists know how to create counterfeits of serving. For the carbon tax, let's help the third world with all the well-meaning hippies when it's actually meant to kill the third world. Of course you hide killing the third world, starving them out under siege by saying that's warfare. The opposite of what it really is. You're killing them, you say you're saving them. To get all the well-meaning people to serve them. And that's the true essence of evil, is getting good to serve you. Get sophisticated. Get serious. I've said enough. I'm ranting. Just listen. I don't hate Glenn Beck. When I assess him, he looks like a completely mentally ill person. He looks completely screwed up. His eyes, he looks completely weak, completely powerless, very effeminate, but not that effeminate is bad in a woman. It's that male effeminate behavior. He just reeks disingenuousness. And my God, how can people not see this man as a complete fraud? Not just by his reeking evil. I mean, he is like a horrible goblin that sits on the left knee of Satan. I mean, he just comes off. My God, how can people not? I mean, same thing with Bill O'Reilly. I mean, just an absolutely evil, swollen up, worldly person. How, having discernment, it's like radar beams. I can just look right through them. And I don't know how other people can't see this. And yes, I see how weak and bad I am. Don't worry. But we're all weak and bad. We're also all incredibly strong and wondrous. It's that I can see in me what's bad. And I'm ashamed of it. These guys, their greatest possession is their worldliness. And here he is in a false, they know the mind likes to have a choice. So they give you a choice, sales tax or value added. Then they talk about liberals persecuting them after. So people sit there conservative, feeling like they're part of a club with O'Reilly and Beck. I mean, it's, and they're like egomaniacs sparring with each other over, oh, you're stealing my stuff, when it's on record that Beck takes what we do and then tries to mimic it only to fool the public that's waking up. I mean, it's just horrible. Here is Glenn Beck calling for taxes.
Thanks, Dan Witness and Bill O'Reilly in the At Your Beck and Call segment. Tonight, a shocking development. Fox News commentator Glenn Beck, chosen by Barbara Walters as one of the most fascinating people.
I mean, how is this news? Egomania.
I'm not kidding. With us, Mr. Fascination himself, Glenn Beck.
What's
Beck,
not before fascinating? Fascinating with me? About me?
We'll get to that in a moment, and it's a travesty of a mockery of a sham, as we all know.
It shows how troubled television is.
I mean, this is a
but
Benedict
I want
Arnold.
To ask you a serious question. Yes. Last night, I know you watched Factor every night,
yes,
so you can steal material.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax.
Oh, 10%. Yeah, hit pause.
What did you think about
it? Oh, yeah, they're going to freeze spending, and cows jump over the moon. Bush tripled it. Obama more than quadrupled in the first 8 months. 8 months in, he'd spent more money than all presidents before him, back to George Washington. Folks, they've decided to bring the country down, to rape it dry. Do you get that? All that's going to be left is SWAT teams as a rear guard action. Do you understand that? Listen, back it up a little. People say I edited it. He's asked, oh, I want a national sales tax. And then Beck says, no, I want a value-added tax. Ladies and gentlemen, not just raising taxes, they want tracking taxes. They want IRS and Homeland Security in all your businesses. You think the IRS is bad? A national sales tax is a million times worse. Oh, but it's been sold for 20 years by fake conservative groups as a replacement for the income tax. They're not getting rid of the income tax. They're going to give you a carbon tax, sales tax to track everything you're doing, fools. This is the carbon tax. And a value added on the GDP. It's in the treaty! I don't care if Neil Bortz on their payroll for 10 years has taught you to love it every day. I'm going to come back and play the clip. It's the watching you get conned. It's the watching you get manipulated. Why are you so gullible? This isn't hard to figure out. What's so wrong with stupid liberals? What's so wrong with stupid conservatives? You're not conservative. You're not liberal. You're Kool-Aid drinking mainstream media morons. Wake up, man. There isn't any more time.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give than the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. You can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
So, if you want a national sales tax and a value-added tax, notice all you conservatives got fooled for the last decade plus being taught, we got to have a sales tax, fair tax, flat tax. And I would explain to you on air, no, they're going to bait and switch during an economic crisis and give you those taxes on top of the income tax. And it's going to be a national carbon tax. then it's going to track everywhere you go and what you do. Shut up, communist! I like being conned! And now, oh, your two icons, Bill O'Reilly, Bill O, and Glenn B. Baby B, he's up there. He's going to save you. And then they go into how the liberals are attacking them. See, let me tell you how you're conservative. You raise taxes. Absolutely. That's incredibly conservative, Glenn. Yeah, we shouldn't cut the government that's doubling or more every year. Yeah, no, let's just raise taxes. Well, of course they are. That's their job, is to be absurd. Glenn Beck is meant to come off disingenuous and slimy to everyone out there to demonize the patriot movement. Again, with patriots like Glenn Beck, who needs Mao Zedong? With libertarians like Glenn Beck, who needs Joseph Stalin? Let's go ahead and go back to Beck and O'Reilly, just two of the slimiest fake pundits out there together.
I know.
Here they
are. Factor every night,
yes,
so you can steal material.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said that economically, we can bring the country back, but you have to do some discipline. You have to freeze spending.
Yep.
You have to have a national sales tax.
10%.
Yep. Oh. What did you think about that?
I made some notes.
Excellent.
I actually agree with you, except I believe it should be a VAT tax, 2% VAT.
Value-added tax.
No more than 2%.
What's the difference between a sales tax and a value-added tax?
Value-added tax goes through, or value-added tax goes through absolutely everything. So it hits 2% on every piece. You make a car, somebody's making the radio, 2%. Somebody's making the... So it hits...
So corporations pay it, too.
All the way along the line.
But you remember that
it's
corporations...
an extraordinary amount of money.
...will always pass it on to the folks, which is I like the sales tax better.
Well, hang on just a second. But if you have a 2% VAT, you can pay things down awfully darn quickly. What I want is, this is the part of the notes. I want a 2% VAT. It goes directly to the deficit. No more than 10 years.
Directly to the deficit. Just like 2% VAT, the Copenhagen Treaty calls for. That goes directly to the deficit. In fact, here's the PrisonPlanet.com article from last Friday before that was broadcast. Now EU wants global taxation, global transaction tax, to fund more bailouts. What's in the treaty? A global 2% tax, a value-added tax on the entire GDP. You just watch that pass and that happen. You just watched Glenn Beck openly in front of you propose what's in the treaty. Just magically, just exactly what they're calling for. You would never expect it, and now you will fight for it because Glenn Beck, the one you trust, the one that'll talk about the New World Order, told you so. And he'll also tell you there's no FEMA camps, even when it's in the Wall Street Journal and Houston Chronicle. He'll tell you everything's fine and Ron Paul supporters are dangerous when Ron Paul has a chance of winning, then say he's best friends with Ron Paul later to get your confidence to make sure in 2011, 2012, Ron Paul gets sabotaged. Benedict Arnold, the number one general of the war, the most winningest general against the British. And he was a British agent the entire time. And let me tell you something. If you don't know that Glenn Beck is knowingly New World Order, you need to have your head examined. But there he is. And O'Reilly, he's got the sales tax. Don't worry. Don't argue, boys. We're going to get both of them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee,
infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Christopher Horner, who's been covering Copenhagen, will join us in the next segment to give us the latest on what's happening with the establishment of a planetary dictatorship. He'll be with us for 30 minutes, then we're going to open the phones up after he leaves us. Phones aren't open quite yet, but start your engines. Hard to believe 2 hours has already passed. These shows just blast past us. Chuck Norris was on with us for about 35, 40 minutes earlier in the last hour. That was certainly interesting and informative. He says Obama wants to be a dictator and a whole bunch of other amazing things, that the state does want to take your children and does want to bankrupt your society by design. Ron Paul said last Friday the health care bill is going to pass. I tend to agree with him. I wonder if I'll see some headlines at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on that front. I've been really marveling over Glenn Beck and O'Reilly debating whether we need a national sales tax or value-added tax to pay off the bankers. And he said, don't worry, every cent will go to pay down the debt. That's right. None of it goes to you, the people that pay for the socialism, because it's not socialism. It's pure robbery. You just pay massive taxes and they all go to offshore banks. Well, you laughed at third world countries. Why shouldn't you live like someone in a third world nation, raped and robbed by the IMF and World Bank? That is now happening. That is now happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I go any further, because it is the season to wake somebody up and to also support this radio show, we've got combo deals where you order one of my films, you can get another film free, like Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, or get a Fall of the Republic. You can get a free T-shirt of your choice. I decided to go ahead and add more T-shirts on there, not just the Obama Joker shirts, because those are selling out rapidly. And when those are sold out, they're sold out. We have them with InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We have them with Socialist, Fascist. It's all command and control. We have all those T-shirts, but some sizes have sold out. And so it's selling out very, very quickly. If you want that T-shirt, go to InfoWars.com, click the top banner that says free T-shirt. Get a Fall of the Republic or an Obama Deception or an Endgame. You can get a free T-shirt of your choice. But I am going to stop the promotion when the Obama shirts sell out. Now, we'll end up with a few weird sizes of Obama at the end. And so we'll keep adding other T-shirts until, so you always have some choice, some of the other great T-shirts. So that if you can't get an Obama, you can get something else. But when all the Obamas are gone, I'm getting rid of the free T-shirt deal. We got a bunch of, we've never had combos and specials this low. I mean, I've got deals that are meant to move these out the door and educate people. So you haven't done your Christmas shopping yet. You haven't gone out and fought the horrible drunken crowds of people drinking Sailor Jerry's rum. Why do it? Why not go to InfoWars.com, buy the books, the DVDs, the T-shirts? You can create a card if you want with a message of, I want this sent to this address. Hey, Bob, it's your cousin Bill. I sent you this T-shirt and video. Be sure you do that. We have some people that don't put the note every Christmas, and then we end up mailing it to somebody, and then they mail it back saying, I didn't order this. You need to, in the comment section on the shopping cart, you need to include the message you want so they know, or let them know it's coming. You know, I'm sending you a package. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, 5.5 months free right now. we allow people 6 computers to log on simultaneously with the same username and passcode. So you can share this, give yourself a gift, and on an e-card, say, here's your username and passcode, prisonplanet.tv. You can watch all these hundreds of videos and films and ebooks at prisonplanet.tv and watch this fella's live radio/TV show. Here's your prisonplanet.tv membership. And even if they don't use it, you gave yourself a gift, you can use it. So prisonplanet.tv or Infowars.com to take advantage of that, or 888-253-3139 to call. We'll be right back.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now at 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Christopher Horner, over a year ago, wrote the book Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. See, this isn't new fraud, the climate gate. It just confirms that it's conscious. I mean, here's an example. They'll show you the last 50 years of warming and have the hockey stick only showing a small part of it to make it look like it's going up. But when you pull back, you find out it's hardly a rise compared to what's happened in previous centuries. And they know this. And they know polar bears can swim, and they lie about that because they look cute and cuddly and they could scare kids saying that penguins can't swim. And they've been caught in a lot of other frauds. So we have the expert who's been to 6 of these globalist global government, global taxation meetings. And he's Christopher Horner, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed, Regnery, 2008. He also wrote The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming, 2007, New York Times bestseller. So this is the kind of guy we like, somebody who was devastatingly accurate even before the latest information came out. So we're going to talk about the constitutional crisis. We're going to talk about Obama saying, I don't care. I'm going to ram this, even if Congress doesn't go with this treaty. I'm going to have the EPA order it. I mean, as if he's Hitler or Joe Stalin. We now have the internal treaty that says the third world actually has to make double the cuts, which will actually destroy their economy. They suckered the third world into getting behind it, believing they were going to get some goodies. Now they find out it's really about the IMF and World Bank further looting them. So we'll get his take on that as well. Christopher Horner, let's talk about what's currently happening and where you see this process going. And then let's talk about the fraud of these individuals.
Well, on the international stage, Alex, it's going as expected. They have kicked any treaty or something that might be a treaty into next year. And Copenhagen will result in an historic agreement to meet again in Mexico City next year, which is how these have all turned out year after year, which is why I've stopped going. And this actually was supposed to be a treaty-producing conference, but months ago we realized it was not going to be. So where it leaves us is we'll get a promise of billions. We don't know how much. The demand is over $100 billion a year just from us. And the offer on the table is something under $10 billion a year from us, which is 10 too many. They're even talking about three. To upgrade the infrastructures of countries to better compete with us as we fund that upgrade through forcing our energy users to buy ration coupons or what they're calling allowances to use fossil fuels, hydrocarbon energy here, further shackling our economy. So that, it's proceeding the wrong direction, but at least it's going slowly. Let me tell you what Mexico City is now. The Copenhagen discussion that we had all this build-up for has now been kicked into next December, November, in Mexico City. November 8th is when it begins. Imagine the build-up for this conference next year when our elections are on November 2nd next year, which means every Senate race has to have both candidates answer the question, will you vote to ratify Kyoto 2? Every single race has to confront that question. Every single House race must have both candidates confront the question, would you vote up or down to tell EPA they can't do this on their own? So we've got the international track. It's being delayed. We've got the domestic cap and trade. That's being delayed. That's good. The more sunshine that gets on this stuff and disinfects it, the more people see it, the more outrage they get.
Well, Chris, let's not just glaze over the bombshell, because I should have asked, you are one of the leading experts, not just on the fraud of man-made global warming, or change, as they call it, when we've had climate change for 4 billion years. You're one of the leading experts on the politics of this as well. So I mean, you've been fighting this for decades. Specifically, you just said that Copenhagen is derailed.
What I'm saying is you're going to see a lot of press releases. You do every December. It's going to be a historic agreement to meet again next year. That's what every year has produced. Every conference, and as I said, I went to a bunch of them, and they became very tiresome. They have my picture up on the wall as a climate criminal, got the hippies following me around with cameras and everything else, stealing my trash. It really isn't worth going for them to emerge at the last hour with tears in their eyes, waving around a piece of paper declaring Greenpeace in our time, and it's just a piece of paper admitting that they will do nothing more than agree to agree next year. Now, that's a big deal because it makes it 2010 the year of Kyoto 2.
Yes.
2010 the year of cap and trade. There's no reason, except Republicans are very skittish about these issues, which is, you know, their fault, that's not my burden, that this should not be a campaign issue for everybody, and that includes those Republicans who voted for this, eight of them, two of them seeking higher office, by the way, as well as...
Yeah, let's list them. Let's list who's... We got Graham doing it. We have out of office the globalist Newt Gingrich. Who are the Republicans supporting this treason?
Well, there was this guy, Mike Castle, in Delaware, who's now running for the Senate seat. Then we've got, you can see a great town hall meeting where he gets his head handed to him by a bunch of Delawareans who do not, blue hands, I guess what you call them, I don't know what their name is, who did not care for this. I mean, it was a wonderful moment. The look in his eye, he says the easiest job in the world until they started paying attention, and he voted for one too many tax increases, this being the biggest tax increase, cap and trade, in American history. Then you've got this guy, Mark Kirk, who's running for the Senate to replace this Roland Burris, Barack Obama's old seat. He's a Republican from the North Shore who said, well, I voted in favor of cap and trade because it satisfied the narrow parochial interests of my wealthy district, but I would vote to represent the whole state of Illinois. Well, I can't respect that kind of dance. That's just insulting, and, you know, I don't know why that's any better than a liberal who's going to vote that way anyway. So is he, apparently. There were six other Republicans. There's a guy, Leonard Lance, in New Jersey, who put on his website, some people put up on their websites his constituent mail, in which he boasts, oh, hey, don't worry. This is actually a wealth transfer from most of the rest of the country to the coastal elites. He said it moves money from Ohio and Pennsylvania and Missouri out to New Jersey and California.
It does.
Yeah. So we've got people who, frankly, you know, I won't miss them. And,
well, they're pirates, but there's also some other people in the Republican leadership supporting it.
Well, Lindsey Graham is the only – well, okay, here's our problem in the Republican Senate. Lindsey Graham is, according to people in South Carolina, vying to be the Secretary of Defense because Robert Gates is on his way out. And to do so, he's ingratiating himself with the Obama administration by pushing cap and trade as a bit of a proxy for John McCain, who even this time is not supporting it. I say yet, but at least he's not supporting it. So Graham's working with John Kerry and Joe Lieberman to find tripartisanship on this. But Graham brings no one with him. And he's considering himself not even running for re-election, as I understand. I could be wrong. The guy I'm more upset about is Judd Gregg, who's done nothing publicly, but quietly, from Senate sources, I understand, is making noises about wanting bipartisanship, uber alles. It's more important that we find bipartisanship than what really is in the bill. You know, we're seeing that.
The country is plunging into a double-dip recession, into possible depression, and we've got a globalist world government agreement, according to Ban Ki-moon and Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the EU. It openly gives 2% taxes on GDP, taxes to foreign banks, IMF World Bank to run it, a global UN authority over air travel. This will annihilate our economy, and we've got senators who are for it because it's a new tax.
Yeah, we've got people who really... they've been there too long. Judd Gregg retiring, and he's generally a decent, as far as these things go, member of the Senate. But he thinks that bipartisanship before he leaves is very important. I disagree. This is the biggest tax increase in American history. The president said that the purpose of it was to cause your energy prices to, quote, necessarily skyrocket. That's not a side effect they're working on. It's the point. He's admitted this.
Well, what about Maurice Strong's quote in 1992 about it's our job to destroy the industrial society?
Maurice Strong, you know, that was his fantasy of a novel character, but that's actually how he feels. I've testified next to him in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and you'd never know. He's this very unassuming-looking man who holds these terrible anti-population, anti-growth, anti-development views that are pervasive among the people pushing this energy rationing scheme.
Isn't this really all about eugenics? At the bottom line, a bunch of control freaks want to be able to decide literally what you eat and what you do and how many kids you have.
All about, no, but I will say this. The population zealots, the pro-state, the pro-tax, the anti-growth, the anti-development, anti-property rights, the persistent communists, the fallen communists, they're all on this. So I can't say it's all about that. The global governance types love it. They're all it. There's a bunch of rent seekers, GE, Duke Energy, Exelon. They're all looking to pick your pockets in the name of...
No, I understand there's a giant ship of pirates, but at its core, from my research, the rationale of the big elites supporting it is we got to cut off people's energy. I mean, look at the communist Chinese last week saying, we'll sign on to this if you have a global one-child policy.
Right.
In fact, China even, I think it was two years ago in Bangkok at one of these negotiations, said that they wanted to sell us carbon offsets. I have this in Red Hot Lies, by the way. No one else has covered this except one public source where I found it. The Chinese proposed getting carbon offsets recognized under Kyoto to sell Europe and us, derived from their coercive family planning policies. What they said, Alex, was our emissions are now at X, and they would be at, you know, 1.9X if we didn't have our policies in place. Therefore, these are emission reductions. They're not. They're emissions avoided by rather cruel totalitarian policies, but they wanted carbon offsets. And the UN, this group that runs Kyoto, the UNFCCC and the Europeans, thought that was a wonderful idea because that's really what a lot of people are in this for, encouraging. Of course, there's no doubt. But there's not a universal motivator. Remember, Enron got this thing going. I know this because I worked for Enron at the time. In 97, they told me it was my number one priority to get a global warming treaty internationally, exempt India and China, because they were building coal-fired power plants there.
Oh, is that how you woke up, Christopher?
That's how I got into this, yes. I was innocently practicing law, and they told me that I was director of federal government relations for Enron for about 3 weeks, and they told me to do this, and I told them to do something else, and we parted ways. But, that was my eye-opening experience. I wasn't aware that these things actually went on, believe it or not.
Well, you're an amazing guest. I'm really impressed. I mean, when we get back, I want to talk about Red Hot Lies and how you pegged them as how the alarmists use threats, fraud, and deception to keep you misinformed. I mean, you knew a year and a half ago when you were writing this, it's been out for a year, that this is a group who knowingly are engaged in fraud. So let's look at the scientists themselves then. You talk about GE and big banks and big corporations wanting it to pick pockets. You talk about the UN wanting it. You talk about the no-growthers, the eugenicists wanting it. But who are these scientists then? I mean, last week we got a UN document from years ago where they were directing the scientists to unify the fraud along collectivism. Amazing to have Christopher Horner on with us. I didn't read through his whole bio. It's quite amazing. And we'll be right back on the other side of this quick break. We'll tell you where to get the book as well.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you heard that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, your congressional candidate, and author Robert Beatles wrote a new book called Here's What You Do? You can buy it at hereswhatyoudo.net as an ebook for $6 or the book for $10. And we have an audiobook on its way for you commuters as well. Here's What You Do tells you exactly what to do to survive and thrive in these harsh economic times. This book will work for anyone, rich, poor, middle class, it doesn't matter. This book truly has the information that can make you wealthy, and it will tell you how to protect your wealth as well. You know the government isn't looking out for you. You need to look out for yourself. The economy is bad, but it's probably going to get worse. You must prepare and make sure you are able to financially take care of yourself and your loved ones. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net and start today. Again, it is hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. One last time, it's hereswhatyoudo.net.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources. 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Say no to government vaccinations. Say no to toxic overload. Say no to chemicals. Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain, the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses. Why risk government vaccinations? Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Our guest guest is a pretty heavy hitter, big lawyer for Enron, testifies for Congress, best-selling author, Christopher Horner, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed. He'll be with us till 50 after. He was just telling me about a big Shell head meeting with the Rockefellers and an inside baseball Al Gore story. Then I want to get into the premeditated fraud of these people and what their agenda really is. Christopher, continue.
Oh, well, I was discussing somebody who'll remain nameless who used to be with an oil company who's now pushing the global warming agenda. A very nice guy. I've debated him on several occasions, but very wrong on the issues, and I don't understand where he's coming from. But anyway, he told me he met with one of the deep pockets for this, and you mentioned them. Funding the alarmist activities, and that they said, you know, Gore's killing us, and we got to get around him. And I told him, how do you get around the guy who's bragging he got $300 million from someone to rebrand global warming into climate crisis? And this guy said to me back, oh, don't worry. William Riley's group has $1 billion. The Rockefeller brothers have at least $500 million or something like that. It's not Gore's money. He's the guy that gets all the attention, and he's killing the movement. And I said, well, you know, my heart bleeds for you. That's too bad. Couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of folks.
He really does radiate a type of demonic Nelliness. I don't know how to describe it, but everyone I know just cringes when they see him on television, just the arrogant, almost lizard-like look on his face.
It's not. He really, here's the thing. He scripted, tries to navigate the waters of dishonesty with word choice and things like this. He's clearly read the UK High Court opinion, which threw out every claim. And then when he's unscripted, on the rare moment he's challenged, he will just tell whoppers. He did on MSNBC the other day, you know, like when he's unscripted, he says things like the Earth's core is millions of degrees and so on. But I think he's a wonderful face for their movement. I really thought he was the gift that keeps on giving. Keep him out there. Whoever gave him $300 million, and I don't know if you saw the 60 Minutes piece, but he's there, and Steve Croft actually asked him when Gore was bragging about this $300 million he got. And remember, Al Gore says where you get your money dictates your motivations and your opinions. And if you got a bunch of money from anybody, you sold out, so on. So I just want to know, since he set the rules. So Steve Croft on 60 Minutes actually asks him, where'd you get it? And Gore freezes. And he freezes. And Croft just waits for an answer, and his wife takes Al's arm and says, Al, I'll handle this. Steve, we donated our Nobel Prize money and matched it. And Croft accepted that and moved on without realizing that left him $298.6 million short of $300 million. And Gore has told us, who sees this as such a profitable investment to give you that kind of money? We know it's Soros, and we know it's the guys at Kleiner Perkins, his investment, venture capital partners who sink their money in these white elephants that will.
That's right. He'll give the chicken feed $500,000 prize or $1 million from a book, but he's keeping the blood and gore consortium. He's going to make the money. He's keeping his stock in Occidental Petroleum. He's keeping all the profits from the system he's setting up that he and people like the President Barack Obama own stakes in. I mean, it's just a unbelievable fraud.
Well, the thing is, he gets away by saying, you know, I didn't know you were against capitalism, and to believe that I'm doing this for money, you don't know me. But it's true. He could be a true believer, except, like I say, occasionally he speaks in such careful language that he knows what he says is untrue.
Well, why does he have a 20-room mansion if he really believes carbon dioxide is a nerve gas that is used to, you know, kill enemy troops? I mean, if he really believes what plants breathe is like the most deadly VX nerve gas on Earth, why does he have a building emitting so much nerve gas?
I that's actually not dispositive to my mind. There are people like him who may not, I mean, either, I understand, either, Alex, he doesn't believe a word he says, which is possible, or he believes there are different rules for different people and he's special. And I get the feeling he's one of those. But he's got four of these joints, okay? And he lives a way that he cannot possibly believe that buying a carbon offset credit from planting trees, which is an accounting gimmick giving you 80 years of life if the tree lives that long, and never dies, by the way, and releases the CO2 back in the atmosphere, in 1 year, he can't possibly believe these phony schemes offset his contribution. So I'm torn. It seems to me difficult to believe that this is anything more than sort of baby boomer narcissism and new age mysticism. He can't
What about Ted Turner? He has five kids, more houses than anybody else in America, I read in People magazine. Literally something like 50-something houses, 20-something jets, yachts everywhere. But he says, I should only be able to have one child. These guys know they're frauds. They just cold-bloodedly want our resources, and they know we're well-meaning and may be conned and say, okay, I guess rape me. Take everything I got if it's for the earth. Ted Turner's right. That's right, you little slave. Now give me everything you got. Stay there. Long segment coming up with Christopher Horner. We'll talk about the fraud he covers in his book, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, Deception to Keep You Misinformed. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. My websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you or a loved one suffer pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream, without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. Buy TPR20 for yourself or a loved one to enjoy Christmas and the new year with greatly reduced pain. Visit TPR20info.com or call to order at 877-829-9962 or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, go to TPR20info.com. Call to order at 877-829-9962 or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to find out who you're really dealing with, what the environmental movement is, especially all you useful idiots that really think you're helping the Earth, you need to see my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. You can get this film free right now for a limited time, and you get it with Fall of the Republic, a lot of other specials that we're running just up until Christmas. Let's say you know all about this stuff. Your neighbors, your friends, your family don't. This is a tax we have to pay voluntarily to educate our friends and family before they get turned into drone zombies of the New World Order. So I suggest everybody support alternative media, buy the books, buy the videos, give them to people for Christmas, a lot of big specials. at Infowars.com and get the amazing book, Red Hot Lies, How Global Warming Alarmists Use Threats, Fraud, and Deception to Keep You Misinformed by Christopher Horner. Available at better bookstores everywhere, put out by Regnery Press. Also available at Amazon.com. Okay, Christopher, continuing. One segment left with you. I definitely want to have you back up soon. Very impressive discussions. You also talk about the harassment you've gone through with Greenpeace and other eugenicists. But before we go there, let's go over their lies, their scientific fraud, the premeditated fact. These aren't tree-hugging idiots who are just making mistakes. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, look, this ClimateGate, while you can tell by the effort being expended to diminish its importance, this is more than 1,000 emails, but it's not just the emails. It's computer code, annotations to the code, and documents. The pointy heads are still going through to figure out what's in there. They were not hacked or stolen, as far as we can tell. They were leaked by an apparent whistleblower. They were not personal emails. All of these things the media are telling you to distract you aren't true, because this is devastating. What it does is it affirms, in the principal's own words, what I wrote in this stupid science tricks chapter of Red Hot Lies. I named these guys by name, and I described what they were doing. There are more, and there are more people involved here. It's a fairly broad movement, but this is at the upper echelon of the highest compensated levels of climate science, on which we spend billions every year, by the way. So you know it's settled science, right? And they're admitting what they've been doing. They've been grafting not just apples and oranges together, but in showing, in reconstructing temperatures and waving it around and publishing it in the referee literature, they're grafting apples and stethoscopes. They're taking tree rings, and they're saying this is a proxy for climate. It's a pretty good proxy for precipitation, but they're using it as a thermometer. Okay. And then they put on thermometer measurements because the tree rings show a cooling. Well, the thermometer measurements, which, as I show in Red Hot Lies, are increasingly taken over barbecue grills in Hopkinsville, Kentucky, Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport runway, when a Tucson parking lot when he used to be out in the field. I mean, they're playing games with the data as well out of NASA, which is why we've got a notice of intent to sue them, by the way. And they're grafting A onto B in order to present the picture that they admit in their emails. They need to be true. They want to be true. Has to be true. Some of them say we know it's true, even though we can't see it. And these are the lead. This was an IPCC, UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change lead author. This guy named Kevin Trenberth said in two of the emails, it's a travesty that he can't find the global warming that he knows is there, because his heart tells him so, his computer models tell him so, but our lying eyes don't tell him so, and that's a travesty. He says we need to go out and get better measurements. We have caught them, for example, this summer. Our National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which presently is in Copenhagen right now, with a big reception room, with moving visuals, I read, about melting glaciers and so on. You're paying for this. This summer, in order to make its claims of temperatures going up, 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 just slowly backed out of their calculations. They dropped the satellite measurements of the ocean temperatures. Why? Well, the oceans are cooling. The computer models all say the oceans are warming. The oceans cover two-thirds of the Earth's surface. If you include ocean cooling, they've got a problem. So what did they do? They said, we know it's warming, so there must be a bias that the satellite temperatures must be wrong. There's something wrong with our observations. Who are you going to believe, my computer model or your lying eyes? And so on and so on and so on. And I detail these tricks in Red Hot Lies. The principals have now detailed them in their own words in these emails, computer codes, and so on, talking about tricks to hide the climate temperature, putting in a all capital that says, insert very artificial decline here. All sorts of other claims in which they're admitting they know exactly what they're doing. They use the words fudge and so on, fudge factors for their data to get the desired results.
And now the controlled corporate media is teaching us hide the decline, fudge. That doesn't mean what you think anymore. That means save the polar bears.
Right. The most embarrassing exercise was when the media spent about 8 days telling us the trick was really a scientific colloquialism, and it means different things to people.
Yes.
And I said, that's great. What about the word hide? Or the decline? But they didn't focus on that. They said, well, trick doesn't mean trick. The reasonable meanings and the plain meanings aren't reasonable. Only the unreasonable extrapolations are what they really meant. And they're saying it was in the heat.
And you've also got statements like, this is just horrible. We can't account for the decline in temperatures. How do we hide it? I mean, it's so clear. And then they're persecuting other scientists and working with government, colluding. Oh, after I explained it to the government, they're not going to release it. Now that they know what type of people these are. And one of the heads of the UN propaganda got questioned by a filmmaker Friday in Copenhagen. It's up on Infowars.com. We'll play the video later, folks. And It's a press conference. He gets up to ask the question, and the guy says, oh, I don't talk about things that come from people that are this immoral. You know, this comes from immoral people, and these are private emails, and he has armed guard come in and start grabbing them and dragging them out. I mean, these people are authoritarian, very authoritarian.
Let me tell you something. I've got a chapter in Red Hot Lies that I quote these people all over the place, openly wistful about, oh, if we only had an enlightened totalitarian system like China, we could get this agenda in place. And that argument is now out in the open. I believe it's Tom Friedman at the New York Times has been recently making it. Oh, if only we had that system. We need to suspend certain liberties, just certain liberties, and just for a little while, because democracy, they say, is getting in the way, and people who we have been unable to convince them to do what's in their own self-interest, we're going to have to make it happen somehow. And I quote them throughout that chapter. They really are getting unabashed about this because no one's calling them on it. And instead, as you pointed out, the media are covering for them. I mean, thrown in, full-out advocates, participants in the global warming industry. They've always been sensationalists. But this goes far beyond that, and I detail that in fact, the opening chapter. So none of what's come out recently are revelations. They're all affirmations. By the way, there was not one personal email that we can find so far, yet they assign that to everything. They say it all shows science as it should be, and yet it's terrible that these things got out and so on.
But the good news is, Christopher Horner, the public isn't buying the Associated Press and CNN telling us nothing to see here, move along. I mean, do you agree that this is devastating? Because all the fraud and all the exposés were building, and through the grassroots, the people were learning, and people were seeing Fortune 500 get behind it, and really a backlash was already there, and then now you're going to tax what plants breathe, and Al Gore making all this money? I mean, is this not devastating them?
I truly believe it is, and again, their reaction tells quite a lot, and the length to which the media are going to stop their agenda from taking water is instructive. Now, what are we going to see? Well, the president is talking about, the Guardian has reported this. I wrote an article in the March issue of what's called Engage, which is the Federalist Society's publication, detailing how what's called a congressional executive agreement, which we have plenty of. For example, NAFTA is a treaty that we decided wasn't a treaty, and therefore you waive the Constitution's Article 2, Section 2 requirement of two-thirds ratification. Two-thirds ratification will never happen for this. So what the president, according to The Guardian now, the old red herself, The Guardian, has reported that the administration is briefing European diplomats, as I've also written, to prepare them for the prospect that we need to write this in a way that it's got to be plausibly declared not a treaty, because then they can say all it takes is 50 plus 1 in both houses, and no amendment, up or down, no filibuster vote under what they call fast track. Now, there's precedent for this in the trade context, but not in a global energy rationing selective punitive wealth transfer scheme. So,
and then on top of it, he's saying if you don't ratify it, I'm still going to implement it.
Yeah, then we've got the EPA trying. Now, that doesn't satisfy the wealth transfer, and it doesn't bind us internationally. However, it will. You still can possibly get to bury that in these enormous spending bills now, ladling more debt on my kids and theirs. And EPA's threatening to do this. Here's what just so you know, nobody wants to take ownership of this hot potato. They were furious that Bush wouldn't start this rulemaking after we lost that Supreme Court case, that he kicked it into this administration. Now, recently, EPA has declared CO2 is a dangerous human health in the environment, to which I first say, try living without it. But now they're going to say, we'll issue this finding, and it's being published tomorrow in the Federal Register. And then they're going to try something unlawful, which is to say, do sort of a half-arsed maneuver with it, so that the green groups then march into court, and they and the courts get assigned responsibility for this. In other words, they won't go all the way in implementing it, but they know that the green groups, under the Clean Air Act, can make them. So it's not really plausible deniability, but that's their route, Alex. They don't want to...
Sure. I mean, it's criminal. It's by stealth. It's creeping, like a spider creeping up your bed at night to bite you. Look at Schwarzenegger. He couldn't get the legislature to put a tax on TVs or ban big ones, so he just did it under the California Energy Agency. Look at what's happening in Washington State, where employers tax you now off how you drive, and they have to collect the money. I mean, they're already implementing this everywhere. We know under UNESCO they're brainwashing kids in public school. I mean, this is a criminal cult of pirates. How do we ever extricate ourselves from them? How do we ever remove them? Hopefully some type of criminal charges against these different scientists engaged in fraud. I mean, is there anything we can do to this gang of boobies?
Well, CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute that I'm associated with, has petitioned EPA to reopen their record on the basis of the scandal that's been exposed, or I say affirmed. There are people looking into what are called key cam issues, where you essentially sue on behalf of the king and recover the king's treasure, because, again, there's an intent to defraud on the face of these emails and in the annotated computer code. People are looking at RICO actions against these individuals because fraud could trigger that, and so on. So whether I know that, I don't know. There are attempts to whitewash at the various universities involved right now. I've got a notice of intent to sue NASA by the end of the year. It'll be January before I get around to it. If they don't cough up their equivalent of this data in these emails, because I've been denied for more than 2 years, and I finally had enough when this thing broke. And so we're going to have to use the courts just like they do. Now, if we get involved in this treaty, it has a provision that has a 3-year cooling off period for getting out, which is 3 years to generate all sorts of, you saw what they did to the U.S. under Bush, 3 years of generating intense diplomatic and political pressure against America to stay in and energy rationing and wealth transfer scheme. So you can't get into this mess. Now, let me tell you something. There's a three-legged stool they're pushing. It's the Kyoto scheme, which on its face was not binding, but our courts might just implement it. But with the Law of the Sea Treaty, which has a tribunal, which we will have to implement their rulings here, and we are supposedly going to ratify in Obama's first term in office, in fact, next year, and then the International Criminal Court, which we're told we're going to re-sign the Rome statute, the treaty creating the International Criminal Court. Well, you get those three, as he planned, and you've got a real, a serious problem. You've got a very difficult problem to manage as a matter of law because our courts are increasingly radicalized, as you know, but increasingly international. And the swing vote on this issue, quite clearly, is Justice Kennedy. And he's on record saying we need to find out what those nice Europeans think our Constitution says before we implement it ourselves. So we've got a problem. You don't get involved in the treaties, but
America is being swallowed by an unelected private offshore corporate government, the New World Order.
Well, let's just say there are people who have us in their sight, and they see us coming. Let me tell you something. Do you think Obama politically can afford to walk away from Copenhagen without some piece of paper in hand, even though it's going to be a transfer of wealth from here to there, politically, knowing how politics works and his base in the media? No. So India and China and the rest of the world see him coming. They know when he goes over there on Friday, he has to give them whatever they want because he cannot leave empty-handed from Copenhagen in an embarrassment twice in 1 year in his first year in office. So they see him coming. We have an amateur, but an amateur with all the wrong instincts and a very dangerous agenda. And therefore, let me just say this. We're going to be as active as we possibly can be through the courts here, through CEI, with whatever our resources will allow. And I'm hoping some private entities will stand up for once and stop trying to cut a deal and fight back. And
so that's another big point you made. All these big corporations, if they're not behind the swindling, they've said, okay, I'll join you. Just don't rape me. And that's what the EPA said last week, as you know. They said, look, all you big corporations, get in line or we're going to selectively enforce. I mean, they're literally like a mobster beating up the little grocery store owner. When are we going to grow a backbone to these parasites and say no?
It's even worse than window insurance. What they were saying was tapping the cage and saying, you better pay me to protect you from my lunatic friend here. Be ashamed if this thing got out of the cage. But the problem is they also said it that day later, we plan on doing both. No matter what you pass in Congress, we plan on trying to do what we can under the Clean Air Act anyway. Let me tell you about a provision in these two cap and trade bills real quickly. They're 500 pages different in size, okay? They're not the same bill. But they have one provision that was identically drafted and buried in both. In the Senate bill, it's called Section 707. And what it says is, Every law in the United States Code shall, not may, shall be implemented by the president as a CO2 suppression law, a carbon dioxide suppression global warming law.
It's a carbon dictatorship.
That's the Department of Agriculture and Interior Permitting. That's the tax code. That's the Endangered Species Act. It's everything. There's no certainty for sale. And these suckers in business who keep saying, well, I just need certainty. I need to buy peace. I'm going to sue for peace. Good luck, buddy. You are selling us all out thinking you're getting yourself a deal, and you are not.
Yeah, there's no making a deal with these vampires. I mean, this is a greedy, I mean, folks, I'm not trying to demonize them. I've studied them. These are really hellish, horrible control freaks. I mean, at the end of the day, they aren't going to stop, are they?
No, look at the provisions they're putting in these bills. They want full and total control in the name of global warming. But, hey, Alex, we're saving the planet. What about the children? You wouldn't want to be a denier. You wouldn't want to kill children, would you? I mean, they've practiced their routine. The problem is certainty is not for sale. And I've got all these businesses. I've had at least two CEOs say to me, well, Chris, I just need certainty. And they don't get it. Read the bill. I know it's 1,300 pages long, but somebody has to. Read the bill. Certainty is not for sale. You cannot sue for peace with these people. The day it goes into effect, you know what they want. More. And I want, let me leave you with this. Did you know that nothing ever proposed, cap and trade legislation, Kyoto, would, according to anybody, under any scenario or set of assumptions, detectably impact the climate? So it is not reasonable to conclude it's about the climate. It's only reasonable to conclude it's about what it would do. And you know what it would do, but it's not about what it wouldn't do. That's just not logical.
Unbelievable. We've got to have you back up just to break down the legislation quickly in the last minute we've got. Do you think that they're going to be able to ram through the cap and trade? I mean, not the treaty, but the cap and trade bill that's passed the House?
They're trying to shake people down, as you described with EPA. I don't think folks are buying it. I think there's a chance we'll get a one line. The EPA Clean Air Act, as written, shall not be implemented this way, but the Dems will fight that tooth and nail. So the long answer is to add that to no, but it will not be without a struggle in the spring. They're going to try to slip it in because you don't pass the biggest tax increase in American history late in an even numbered, meaning election year.
And they just don't care how unpopular they are. There is that sense of urgency that they're rushing everything through. If we can hold them another 2 years, will their global carbon dictatorship be derailed permanently?
I think so, because you can't tell people the sky constantly is falling when the beaches and the sky are just where we left them.
Amazing. He's the author of Red Hot Lies. Now, global warming alarmists use threats, fraud, and deception to keep you misinformed. He's Christopher Horner, and CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute, is the organization. I look forward to talking to you again in the future. Very impressive.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
This is Big John Lipscomb. World government and all its tyranny is rapidly approaching. The choices you make today will determine your level of suffering and freedom tomorrow. I have two solutions for you, so you and your family can stay strong and free. PatriotFood.com. 135 pounds of long-lasting dehydrated food in 25 varieties. That's one-fourth the cost of many freeze-dried offers of the same weight. And SurvivalistSeeds.com, where I just released my best offer ever. 7,000 heirloom vegetable seeds, 30 varieties of vegetables. That's over 4 pounds of seed, and I ship it in a time capsule so they will last decades. And now you can get a second for a $60 savings. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Anything else is just a copycat.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine stain-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind.
I really should have introduced Christopher Horner better. Horner has represented CEI as well as scientists and members of the U.S. House and Senate on matters of environmental policy in the federal courts, including the Supreme Court. And he writes for the U.S. Law Review, you name it. He really is a top lawyer on all this. And he was telling me off air how the environmentalists attack his house and break into his stuff. And this is a devil cult, man. They mean business. They want your property, and they want it now. And they are a bunch of eugenicist killers. And they never care about anything real on the environmental front. They want your property. George Soros is a vicious cutthroat. So are the Rockefellers. She started telling me about Rockefeller and about Shell. And then we were coming out of break, and we were going, and I said, okay, we can talk about that. And he goes, yeah, you can talk about it. And then I heard him as I went live, going, but don't. I didn't know what he was talking. So I said, yeah, Dutch Roll Shell, the Rockefellers. And then he didn't really want those names out. But, I mean, who do you think runs all this stuff, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, who do you think runs the whole show? They're criminals. They're frauds. They're scammers. They know it's a scam. They don't care about the environment. Don't you understand that? These are cold-blooded people. You heard him listing the quotes. Every one of these people I ever read about is, oh, China's so great. Oh, we run China. They're running the global system. Oh, they kill the forced abortions. Oh, they kill the babies. Oh, my God, we need that here. Oh, it's going to be so wonderful when we have it. I mean, they're all over the news this week calling for a global one-child policy. These people hate freedom. They're dangerous. You don't have to buy the DVD Endgame. You don't have to buy the DVD Fall of the Republic. But what you do have to do is go to YouTube and get the links to the films and send them to everybody you know every day and show coworkers. But people don't appreciate, oh, here's a $200,000 film for free in one piece on YouTube on a director channel. Eh, so what? I don't want to watch that video. They'll tend to watch a DVD in the fancy packaging with the nice extras and everything else. And yes, your purchase also makes this radio show possible. But we don't have time to screw around. Both these films expose the fake environmental agenda like no other. Both these videos, Fall of the Republic, shows you how the big banks run the environmental scam, how they're bankrupting us, how they're bringing us into world government. People are finally ready to see the truth. This film gets into what they want to do once they got control. All the stuff they've done so far, murdering little children, just so they could test scientists to see, will U.S. scientists radiate 4,300 children to death? The answer is yes. Yes, sir, may we have some more to kill. I mean, you know, you've got to get your mind around the level of bloodthirsty control freaks. These people, you like drinking a cold bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola, might not be good for you, but you pop the top and guzzle it down. No, these guys like putting a little kid in a radiation chamber and murdering them and watching them bleed out their gums and flop around in pain for 5 days. Okay, that's who we're dealing with. They want to kill you and your family. What does it take for me to get this through to your brains, ladies and gentlemen? You're going to have to get primitive and fired up and angry. You got to use your intellectual understanding of the threat, but then how do you open up a can of whoop butt? You get fired up. I'm telling you, the info war. These people are ready to be brought down. They're ready to be defeated. If we can admit how evil they are. The mind trick is, though, it's hard for people to believe this level of evil. InfoWars.com. Order DVDs, get free T-shirts until Christmas. You can get free DVDs at InfoWars.com. Call and ask about the free deals. 888-253-3139. Final hour straight ahead.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I meant to go to phone calls today, but I never did it because Christopher Horner was so powerful last hour. Chuck Norris was on with us. Never heard him get that hardcore in the second hour. We got Dr. Niles Axel Mourner. He's been to Copenhagen and a bunch of these other events. So that is coming up. Will you guys get me a bigger bio on Dr. Niles Axel Mourner or some of the articles he's been in? Thank you. So that is coming up. My head is just spinning right now. I mean, to talk to a top corporate lawyer, a lawyer for Congress, and to hear him agreeing, yes, these people want to kill you, that's one of the main governing systems. But he said that's not all. You know, they're communist and they're zero growthers, but they're mainly just bankers who want your money. I mean, to consciously know it's the Rockefellers and Soros, but to have this high-powered lawyer, you know, they're breaking it down. And then to have articles like this out of New Scientist. Brain scans reveal who will keep their promises. And it talks about airports and parolees and everybody else having their brain scanned. I mean, they already proved the government's lie detectors of fraud that sent tens of thousands of innocent people to prison and hundreds of innocent people to their death with lethal injection in the electric chair, the gas chamber. And now they've just got new quack machines where they show you a picture of a dead body and if the area of your brain lights up that thinks it's similar, though I've read the studies, the actual studies. People seen so many violent images on TV, most people already recognize something. Or at first try to recognize it in that area of the brain lights up and they go, they show the stupid jury, oh, look, the computer says Tom Johnson here has seen this bank before and he robbed it. So we got this guest coming up for about two segments, and then I'm going to hit some other news and jam your calls in. I can't believe they're going to pass. I can't believe they're going to pass government health care. I mean, they told you that the banking bailout was to get rid of subprime mortgages and get the economy going. And then the day after they passed it, they said, oh, we're keeping the money and not telling you where it went. I mean, anything they pass is going to be a ripoff. Do you understand that? Any more government, I mean, Obama spent more than all governments before him combined. I thought Bush was bad tripling the government. And it's not that it's Obama, it's where we are. The banks have hit the end of the ripoff scam where they start stealing more in months than they stole in the previous 100 years. We are now here. We're going to go back and go to our guests, but I do want to thank one of the sponsors that made today's show possible. It's ecolablue.com, ecolablue.com. They've got a bunch of new units and systems available. Their new the EcolaBlue 28 is over 20% off their standard, you know, LTD awesome unit. But they also have the EcolaBlue 30 at 30% off and free shipping. Actually, it's free shipping. And this is the last day of the super special at EcolaBlue, EcolaBlue.com. Or 1-800-691-6043. They're discounting their EcolaBlue 30 out of the gates with free shipping. It grabs water right out of the air. Next, the UN will list water as a deadly poison. They're already listing carbon dioxide as bad. But I assure you, water is not bad. Neither is carbon dioxide. It's not a conspiracy theory. Water is good, I will assure you. And this grabs water out of the air. EcolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043. Last day of the super special. Call them, ask any questions you've got. 800-691-6043 or EcolaBlue.com. We'll be right back with our guest who's been in Copenhagen for the Global Government Thieving Summit, the group of pirates meeting to plan their next heist of your evil carbon dioxide.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the EcolaBlue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with EcolaBlue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own EcolaBlue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the EcolaBlue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The EcolaBlue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling EcolaBlue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcolaBlue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we have a prestigious scientist, Dr. Niels Axel Mohrner, former head of the Paleo Geophysics and Geodynamics Department at Stockholm University, the head of the department. He retired in 2005. He is a critic of the IPCC, the handpicked scientist, and the notion that the global sea level is rising. Well, I'm no genius, but I look at randomly San Francisco sea levels that actually dropped the last 3 years. But, you know, that's just the local meters. I guess the UN will have to fix those. Hide the decline in the sea level. He is a critic of the IPCC and the notion that the global sea level is rising. And he currently spoke in the Copenhagen at the Climate Realist meeting. And a lot of these events got disrupted by George Soros goons. Meanwhile, if you were accredited press at the UN events, and we're going to show some of this video in the background without audio, and politely ask questions about ClimateGate, men with guns came and they drag you out. So this is literally like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. Doctor, thank you for joining us. You're, again, an expert on sea levels, so the former head of your department before retiring. It's an honor to have you.
Thank you very much.
Well, tell us a little bit about your scientific background. You went to this meeting, why you're a critic of it, what's really happening with our oceans.
Yes, first of all, I have been working on sea level for 40 years, and I have written 190 peer-reviewed scientific papers, and I have given about 320 scientific lectures at main conferences, most of them as keynote speakers. So I know the subject, and I even got the prize for what I have done in sea level business. So what is the difference between me and IPCC and the others? I am looking in the field. I am looking at the observational facts. The other are fiddling on their computers, playing, and they have something which they want to prove, and then they try to do that. I don't do that. I just let the nature tell me the facts, and from that I get a completely different story than they get.
Please continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, so for example, I have spent six expeditions to the Maldives. Maldives is a wonderful nation of 1,200 small islands. None of them is higher than 2.5 meters above sea level. So they are extremely vulnerable for storms and tsunamis, of course. But the question is sea rising, and will it really flood the those islands so they will be wiped out, as IPCC says, in 50 or at the most 100 years? And the answer is sure, absolutely, from sheer field evidence, it's no. Sea level is stable, has been completely stable in the last 30, maybe 50 years. And I have, and our group, it was really sea level specialist. We have been running on exposed coast, on swamps, on lakes, in lagoons, all kind of different environments, and on lots of islands, always with the same results. And then a couple of times we have something which tells very objectively. For example, we had a wonderful tree standing nearly out in the water. And it has been there at least for 50 years. So we know that any slightest little rise in sea level would have wiped it out. And for 50 years, there has not been such sea level rise. So this was evident. It's the tree. People may lie, IPCC especially. But
doctor, how do you get around? How do you get around government officials in scuba gear signing agreements underwater? I mean, all they engage in is frauds. I mean, they say polar bears can't swim and are all dying when their numbers have more than tripled. I mean, these people live, breathe, sleep fraud. Yeah. They are frauds. I mean, I'm no sea level expert, top scientist, you know, in the world like yourself, you know, former head of a university on the subject, but I know how to go look at sea level records for Galveston, Texas, San Francisco, California. Yep. I went and randomly did it. They have exact measurements taken by the Coast Guard in the last 100 years from their weather stations. As you know, you have these all over the world, and it showed that in the last 100 years, it goes up a foot, down a foot, up a foot, down a foot, year after year. It's pretty much constant, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly it. But the interesting thing with what we were doing in the Maldives, to return to that, that tree, which was an evidence, and I told the people there, look at your own tree. You knew what happened when we were coming back to shoot a TV documentary in 2003. The tree was down. And I thought, wow, I was wrong. The sea has taken it. But then it was a little restaurant just beside which we used to sit and watch the tree because we liked the tree. And we asked them, what happened with the tree? They said, no. It was not the sea. It was a group of Australian scientists who pulled it down by hand to destroy my evidence.
This is a group of criminals. All they do is engage in fraud.
Yeah, that is how far it sometimes goes. So that's why I recently made a picture out of these things which were revealed in the emails from East Anglia University. That is something which we now see like the tip of an iceberg above the sea level. But beneath it, it's so much shady things. There were enormous quantities, and I gave you one of those. That is the tree. So the president of the Maldives, he has gone out. He has been standing in the water, and he has had his cabinet under the water in order to say that we are being drowned. But why does he say that? Because the moment he says that, first of all, he was invited to Copenhagen. Secondly, his nation is guaranteed a very large sum of money.
Yeah, he's been bought off. So describe this tree again. I'm intrigued. So it was a little rock outcrop, like we see in many areas. There was a tree just a foot or so above. And so the outcropping was still there, but they came and knocked down the tree. I mean, just absolutely vicious criminal creatures. I wish the people at the restaurant would have videotaped these jackabins.
They were not thinking. I was so happy that I got the right story, and because they had been upset because they also liked it. And I know precisely, by the way, that it was a month or two before me, there was a group, and I know exactly which group it was, which visited the islands, and they went there in order to, so to say, contradict me. But they couldn't do it. They
you ought to confront
anything
those.
Which was could change my story, but they could cut the tree or pull down the tree. So this is how things are going. Then we have other areas like Tuvalu, which is an island in the Pacific, which is notorious because it's claimed that it's already in the process of being flooded. And that was the nation which was supposed to sue United States because you were supposed to put up the maximum carbon dioxide. No, they didn't do that because they didn't dare so. The fact is there that we have a measurement, the tide gauge, which have measured the sea level, the mean sea level, for 30 years. And there is absolutely no rise. Absolutely no rise. Then the local people there, which is the, note what it is the Meteorological Observatory, Meteorological, so it's friends of IPCC. They, in their website, they take a photo of their observatory at high tide, it's green grass in front, and then they take the photo at extreme flooding, and then the water is at the doorstep. And
so they show a storm surge. So they show it at low tide, knowing the public doesn't know their tides.
So those, if it is an accidental storm, of course it has nothing whatsoever to do with the rise in sea level. It's just something which happened day up and down, which sea always is going.
So doctor, let me bring this up.
To fool us. We have the other, Vanuatu, which is another area where they said that people had to leave the country because it was flooded. Again, tide gauge is the only thing we have. The only evidence is a tide gauge for 15 years, and it's completely stable.
But that's what I'm, doctor, that's what I'm bringing up. And you went to Copenhagen. What is it like to stand face to face with people that know it's a fraud who just want to set up a global tax? I mean, they know it's a fraud. They know they're criminals. Is it because they just want research money?
No, or are they fellow? Unfortunately, our group had its own meeting, and we could never face the other side. That was a very sad thing because we wanted to face them, but they didn't. The other side didn't want to see us or hear about us. So that's it. So we went.
Though
to
they
media.
Did send out though some of their minions to disrupt some of your events.
Yeah, but they couldn't succeed with that. They tried, but it didn't work very well.
So they're behind armed guards, and then they send out their minions.
It's very simple. If you have the, what you believe is the truth behind it, it's easy to make correct and strong wording. And the same you nearly see in the face of people who say the right thing or have to put up a lie, because there's something in the eyes which you reveal what you are saying. I was recently, a month ago, I was in Bangladesh. Bangladesh is the country of the world which is most vulnerable to floodings and cyclones and the monsoonal regime.
All right, stay there, doctor. We've got to go to break. Come back and tell us about that.
Okay.
We have a top sea level expert. I don't know if you'd call it hydrologist. He just retired. He was the head of paleo geophysics and geodynamics department at Stockholm University. I guess he registers hydrology on a global scale, and he's exposing the criminals.
This is an emergency alert. Do not take risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to go to FluScam.com and learn the secrets behind the current flu, who's behind it, the labs it came from, and the vaccine poisons. Learn why Barack Obama's science czar recommends vaccinations to sterilize people to reduce populations, and why OxySilver is making vaccinations and toxic antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well saving lives and money, protecting you and your family, it has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel. Learn more about amazing OxySilver and order it online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
In 1913, close to 100 years ago, a fraud as big as the Copenhagen global government takeover happened to our nation. A private group of banks paid off the government to give them the power to issue currency and credit. And now, 97 years later, the very same group of banking families are setting up a global tax on all human activity. We're talking to one of the world experts on sea levels, Dr. Niels Axel Mårner. He joins us from Sweden. He just got back from the Copenhagen Global Government event that is in deep trouble, thank God. But it doesn't matter. They're still implementing it at the local level. You were finishing up a story about a nation you visited. Go ahead.
Yes, Bangladesh. That's a nation which is probably the most vulnerable to flooding disasters and cyclones. All in relation to the annual monsoonal changes. So there we know from year to year that floods and its terrible loss of people. And IPCC have claimed with the rising sea level, it will be so disastrous that maybe hundreds of thousands of people will be killed. And also maybe one-fourth of the country will be simply wiped out. Some have even said 90%. So that is what they claim. But what is the truth? The truth is something completely different. I have been in the Sundarban Delta. The Delta is the most sensitive area. First of all, I learned that it has become more saline. The fresh water has decreased. So they say, sea is rising. However, it's not at all rising. They have built a dam of Ganges, so of course less fresh water is coming out. That's the only simple reason because why it's become more marine. Another area have been more affected by floodings. So what have happened there? They have cut down the mangrove forest to give place for shrimp ponds. And it was earlier 4,945 hectares of mangrove swamp. Now it is 150 hectares.
And so now the water can speed up.
Yes. So but instead of saying, we have done something stupid, we shouldn't have done that, they say, it's the global sea level rise and we cannot do anything and the West must pay us. So I went out there and it was very rapidly I found an area where it has been. It is a delta area. The delta is usually built up right to the mean sea level. So in this delta, first of all, it was covered by a forest which is 50 years, maybe 100 years. So it means that sea had not continued to rise because otherwise the forest would have been underwater, and it's not. So that is the first thing, but nobody have thought of that. Second, it was a huge, tremendous erosion. Huge part of the coast was gone. And you could see in the shore, lot of tree trunks were sticking out. Many people would say, because there are tree trunks, it's a forest, it would be rise in sea level. But those were mangrove trees, and you could see the horizontal root system, which tell you exactly that this where the mud flat was before the erosion. And if you make that calculation, sea level has not risen a centimeter, maybe even gone a little
down. They cut down the mangroves to put in shrimp farms. There was some floods and there was some erosion.
Yeah, but
because
this was another place. Where I was, it was right in the middle of the remaining mangrove forest, an island which was facing the whole of the Indian Ocean. So that was severely eroded. And all the other people, when they see erosion, they say, ah, sea level rise. But I could prove here by the trees again. Tree doesn't lie. The horizontal roots of the trees were 80 centimeters above the shore. They showed you that the old mudflat was 90 centimeters above the shore, and that means exactly as in the forest. So sea has not risen. That's quite simple things, but it tells you remarkable thing. Even in Bangladesh, there is no...
Well, doctor, here's the issue. We know it's all a fraud. We know they want a global government. When you do talk to other scientists, they keep saying the majority of scientists think the Earth is warming.
No.
That's another fraud, just like polar bears can't swim, right?
Yes. So, for example, we know that we have hundreds and hundreds. We have documents, thousands of people have signed, but in the document which we sent into Copenhagen, it was 141 scientists working.
I'll tell you what, doctor, we got to break again. Do five more minutes with us on the other side. Finish up about your letter. Finish up with the work you're doing and why you think they're engaged in this fraud and how we can get the scientific method back before this fraud discredits science. We'll be right back with our guest. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to invite you to go to TPR20info.com. If you or a loved one suffer pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.com and get TPR20, the effective pain relief cream, without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. It relieves the pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. Buy TPR20 for yourself or a loved one to enjoy Christmas and the new year with greatly reduced pain. Visit TPR20info.com or call to order at 877-829-9962 or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. Again, go to TPR20info.com. Call to order at 877-829-9962. Or click on the TPR20 banner on Infowars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Your phone calls are coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Listen, when you read the founding documents of the modern environmentalist, they're a bunch of eugenicists, period. They want global one-child policies. They want to control the world's resources. They want a carbon dictatorship. They know that humans, from the numbers I've seen, are like 1/2,000th of the amount every year of carbon dioxide. I mean, it's ridiculous. And we know it's been 20 times, 14 times, depending on the ice core samples in Earth's history. It's a trace gas that we need. And I don't know how many Nobel Prize winners and scientists I've got to interview here on the show to explain that to you. It's a sick joke by George Soros and the Rockefellers and the UN to put a tax on carbon dioxide. It's asinine. They know carbon dioxide rises after temperatures go up. They know the hockey stick's a fraud. They know that they're only showing you a small part of the graph. You pull back from the graph, there's the medieval warm period. There's the warm period 9,000 years ago during the Bronze Age. That's why humans were able to develop and beef up our numbers. The Ice Age is hard on life. Ice Ages are hard on polar bears. Their numbers go way down during the Ice Age. The archaeologists have proven that, and evidenced by the warming period the last 50 years, their numbers went up. Now their numbers may actually go down because it's getting cool again, just like Mars ice caps. We're getting smaller. Now they're getting bigger again the last 9 years because the sun, as one of the big drivers, has cooled off. It may get hotter and it may get a lot hotter. It may get colder. We don't know. We're on a planet in deep space orbiting a sun. People may tell you that's a conspiracy theorist. We are on a planet. We do orbit a sun. Carbon dioxide is not poison. I promise you are on a planet, not Al Gore's delusional world. I promise you penguins can swim. They're the best aquatic swimming bird out there. I promise you polar bears hunt in the water. They're not all dying. It's all lies. We are on a planet. Polar bears can swim. They're not dying. Now, going back to close with Dr. Niles Axel Mourner. Doctor is a top expert on this in your field. Before he retired, the head of your university's two departments on this. Stockholm University, very prestigious there in Sweden. In closing, you've been giving us lots of scientific proof it's a fraud,
yes.
But they don't care. In your research, why are these criminals engaged in systematic fraud? As the UN documents, not just ClimateGate, last week reveal, the UN is hiring them to engage in collectivist fraud. They want to rule the world. But from your research, doing battle with these criminals, why are they doing this?
Yes, you said it. They want to control it. And the thing that the first IPCC report set the, so to say, the train on the tracks. And they have never changed anything. Though the more we study, the more wrong they are. And, but they only make this, this is a lobbying product. In early days, we could sell shampoo or anything, and it was allowed to have lobbyists to promote it. But in science, this has never been allowed. Science should always be evaluated from scientific merits. This time, this is no longer the case. It has been totally left aside, and those lobbyists have been able to carry it all the way to the Copenhagen meeting. And that is surprising and is remarkable, and it's something which all forces have to work against. I mean, there are too many scientists which knew far too well that this was not correct, but they choose to be silent because they didn't want to quarrel, they didn't want to take their time and so on, and they especially wanted to have their research grants going on.
That's what the emails show, is that these are top scientists who persecute anyone that doesn't follow their dogma.
Yes.
The last time we saw a fraud this big really had to be Hitler with the scientific fraud of eugenics.
Yes, that is a strong thing, but it's coming. the essence is about the same. It's a way of wanting to control the world, which is an autocratic movement. They want to do that, and that's why they, to the begin with, set up this intergovernmental panel of climate. And nothing should be intergovernmental. I mean, no one should control anything. We should all be free states and having our own democratic judgment. This is so strange, but that's how it was once began. And I have written about that in a little book, which I have the modest title, The Greatest Lie Ever Told, because I think really...
That's right. Tell us about your book. Tell us about your book, Doctor, and tell us about any websites or anything you'd like to impart to the listeners.
I don't know. This is a small booklet which I launched 2007, and it's reprinted in 2009. And it's short. It's a lot of pictures, very little text, because people cannot read any longer. They need to see the evidence. And
it's a conspiracy theory that we can even read. I mean, if the media will tell the public that polar bears can't swim.
Yeah.
When they spend most of their time, as you know, in the water hunting, I mean, yeah, no, pretty soon they'll say reading never existed. But I mean, most people don't even know we're on a planet, Doctor. So they think Al Gore gave birth to the Earth, but go ahead.
Yeah, but this is more like a joke. It's so serious that of course things are so utterly wrong with it. I am a scientist. I must have respect for scientific way of working. Then we have the media. Far too much of the media has not taken their responsibility. So many have just bassinated out exactly the same thing without checking. And
yeah, I mean, it's a fad. They catch him up in a fad, just like eugenics was the big fad.
It's a scientific matter. It's also a moralic matter. I mean, we have long... We don't behave like that. Lies should not be the normal
I get emails every day. Emails every day where this guy was putting up posters downtown for a NASCAR race.
Yes.
And these beautiful women ran up screaming at him saying, cars kill the earth. You shouldn't do that. And then I saw another post where a guy was putting up monster truck posters and women ran up. So they have cult members just running around like zombies. I mean, how do we stop them?
I don't know. I think now maybe the more and more are revealed of this, let us call it the iceberg of shame. The little thing which is sticking up is the East Anglia, and all those things which are beneath, more and more is revealed. And from that, the facts must stop it. That's the only thing. I like facts. I believe in facts. But there is also, in a little thing I wrote recently, I quoted Shakespeare and Hamlet. There is something rotten in the state of Denmark. And and what is rotten is just exactly what is now going on in Bella Center, where they have the meeting on climate.
Well said, sir. So you've done a lot of writing and written a book. Tell us where we can read your writings or get the book.
Probably to make contact with me, and then I should advise you and find appropriate.
Sure. I mean, we have listeners in Sweden, too. We're the number one internet radio show. Yep. We're also on AM and FM, but we are number one globally on the internet. So fire out your contact. I mean, is there a public contact, Doctor?
I have my email. It's the best one.
Give us your email, sir.
Yeah, Mohner at POGI.NU.
And do you put the umlaut or whatever over the O?
No. You should know that.
I know umlaut's in German.
There is no umlaut.
Okay, well this internet printout had it, yeah. I don't know that, sir. I can't keep track of all the... Are you kidding? I'm from Texas. Some say we don't even really speak English down here. We live in caves.
No, I am authentic
hillbilly.
No, I don't think so at all, because this is also another thing. We said that the scientists should do something about it, the media should do something. And then when we have all those wonderful, normal people which have something which is so important, and that is common sense. common sense, if they just use it, they will see that there is something rotten in the state of Denmark.
Okay, give us that email again one more time, sir.
Moiner, M-O-I-N-E-R.
At?
Like my name. And then at. And P-O-J-I.
Okay.
N-U.
All right, sir. Well, it's great talking to you. I hope you haven't been persecuted too bad by these people. They've got a lot of.
You can be bet I have been very much, but it doesn't work. It doesn't.
Oh, so they did persecute you.
In many ways, but I'm stronger.
Yeah, that only makes you want to fight harder, doesn't it?
They try, and I get a little extra minute. They get an extra minute which they wouldn't have liked to have. So it's easy to talk about these things because I happen to know the subject, and the other don't know it. They are just fighting for something which they have.
Well, what they really want is to move into our houses and control our children. I mean, I mean these really are the most.
Shouldn't go that far, but I mean, it
No. They're a guild of control freaks. No.
It's enough so much, yes. And of course, if they set up this strong governmental thing, that will be very bad.
Well, doctor, when I say they want our children, I'm sure you heard the Chinese delegation called for a global one-child policy, and so have newspapers all over the West.
Okay. Yes, in some way, yeah.
Yeah, very, very, very disgusting. Well, thank you so much, Doctor. It was great having you on with us.
Thank you, and all the people listening, please go on thinking. Use your head and your heart, and then you will understand what is correct and what is not correct.
Well, I don't know how anyone couldn't just listen to Al Gore and know that guy's a liar. I mean, if I saw that guy walking towards me in an alley, I'd run. If I saw Al Gore at a used car lot and I was trying to buy a car, I would just like, I mean, he is... He is quite a creature. Thank you so much, sir.
Yep.
All right, there he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Character in his own right. Okay, I'm going to jam in some calls here at the end of the show. Also, I do want to thank a few sponsors here quickly that have made today's radio broadcast possible. One of them is Front Sight Firearms Training Institute. And they have a great offer. You can get 5 days of world-class firearms training to my listeners and a free handgun. The offer is only available for a limited time. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at the Frontside Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Act fast, and they'll give you a free Springfield Armory XT pistol in the caliber of your choice. That's frontsight.com, spelled FrontSight.com. Like the front of your rifle, frontsight.com. No drill instructor or tough guy attitude. The biggest and best private firearms training institute in the country, frontsight.com. Also, there's survivalseedbank.com. The wonderful folks from Solution from Science. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. The Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough open pollinated seeds, non-hybrid, non-GMO, to plant a full-acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are handpicked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple seed banks today while you still can before the UN decides the carbon dioxide released by plants is deadly. I guess they already have. SurvivalSeedBank.com, 877-327-0365. Continuing, and finally here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. You don't want to have to stand in a bread line, folks, and you won't have to if you have your own bread. The globalists want you dependent on them, period. And eFoodsDirect.com has non-GMO, non-hybrid, super high-quality food lines, a whole bunch of different food products. It's all recently made, meaning last month, not some 10-year-old crud like a lot of outfits are selling. That's eFoodsDirect.com, triple enameled cans. Just check out their entire line, eFoodsDirect.com. The letter E, FoodsDirect.com, or 1-800-409-5633. Call and get a free brochure. Also, check out the new eFoodsDirect.com website. They had a great site before, but now it's really incredible. And for a limited time until Christmas, 10% off of everything at eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com, or as I said, toll-free 800-409-5633. And that's the sponsors that made today's show possible. Terry on Ohio, then Adam, Demetrius, Jim, and others. Terry, you're on the air. Do you believe it's a conspiracy theory that polar bears can swim?
Yeah, Yeah, it is, because I know they can swim.
You're definitely with Al-Qaeda then. Go ahead.
Well, I'm the pastor anyway that talked to you before. I just got to share some
things. Oh, you got us the secret FEMA documents 2 years before it was mainstream news that they've recruited most of the preachers secretly to train their flocks to hand in their guns. Go ahead.
Well, while you're on that, I'd like to make a statement to that. Any pastor or reverend or whatever name he wants to go by that leads his people, leads his flock into obeying the government, into concentration camps or going into groups, that pastor is going to be, he's murdering his people, and he will be held accountable for that when he stands before God. The other thing I wanted to tell you, we have been, the whole church, we've gotten together, we've sent letters out to our congressmen, Sherrod Brown, Jack Space, Voinovich, all of them, and none of them will listen to anything we say.
No, all they do is hire more SWAT teams. You tell them listen, you ought to read this RAND Corporation document. They are openly federalizing all police. They're going to have federal army-run hit teams. Army police are going to rule America, and it says highly paramilitary, seek and destroy missions against the American people.
I already read it, and it's coming out of the Pentagon. The Pentagon is going to be in charge of all that. I have read different ones on that, and you know, one of the things I wanted to tell you, Alex, you are getting out. Just this past Friday, I was at the post office, had to mail some things, and there was my guys to play. They had a long line in there. It was the main post office. People mailing Christmas packages. There was a fella there. We got to talking, a young fella, got to talking about the economy, and I said, hey, look, man, haven't you been listening? There's going to end up being a rebellion. The economy's going to fall down through the bottom. And he told me, well, my brother's in the military, and he told me that munition factories are going full bore and that the economy's going to come up after the first of the year, and how the Army's getting all these cases after cases of different types of ammunition so people can go back to work. I said, will you just stop and think of what you just said? Do you realize why the Army and the military is getting all this ammunition? And you know what? That's all I really had to say, because my guys all up and down through that line, people started in on that young guy and said, don't you realize where we're at? What's going on? Don't you realize what our government's doing? You know, they all sounded as if they've been listening to your program.
People just know the truth. Pastor, good to hear from you. I'm going to jam in Adam, Demetrius, Jim, and Michael if we can. But your calls, final segment, right here on Genesis. And then coming up, Chuck Norris live. He talked about some hardcore stuff about President Obama and the New World Order. Chuck Norris fighting the New World Order.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As they're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When the electricity goes out, how will you boil water, cook dinner, light your home, or get news reports? Most families are not prepared for even the shortest power outage due to hurricanes, tornadoes, ice storms, and so on. But you can prepare your family for emergencies and not spend a lot doing it with the amazing products from Carol Stove. CarolStove.com is a family preparedness website that has everything you will need in the event of emergency at big discounts. Kerosene stoves, lanterns, emergency radios, water filters, LED flashlights, and even an oven for baking. CarolStove.com is the largest selection of kerosene stoves on the internet. They've even put together two family emergency kits at big discounts that include everything you'll need for the next extended blackout. With CarolStove.com's family emergency kits, you'll be able to cook, bake, light your home, make safe drinking water, and hear the news. And you'll be surprised how little you'll spend on Carol Stove's incredible products. For example, our most popular single burner stove starts at only $58. See our complete line of quality stoves and ovens at CarolStove.com. That's K-E-R-O-Stove.com. Keep cooking with CarolStove.com.
We've got more big guests, informative guests coming up this week. Not just Ron Paul Friday, Chuck Norris today. Let's go right back to your phone calls. Adam in Missouri, or is that Montana? You're on the air, Adam. Go ahead.
Thanks, sir, for taking my call. Just an off-the-wall question, and I, you don't get mad at me for asking, but I was just curious as how you quit smoking cigarettes. How did you quit smoking cigarettes?
Well, I have quit and started many times, but I'm not smoking currently. The main thing is I stay away from people who are smoking cigarettes because a lot of people quit smoking and then say they never want them again. Not me. I mean, I'm thinking about a cigarette just a minute ago when I was drinking coffee. You got to stay away from alcohol and other people smoking cigarettes. The two go hand in glove for me. I mean, it's different. You just think about your kids and how you don't want to die on them. And you just decided, I mean, but my problem is I'll go 6 months without smoking, and then I tend to go back on for a month or two, and then I go, man, this gives me a headache. I feel like crap, and I go back off of it. But I got to move quick here. Anything else, sir?
No, I was just, I quit with the electric cigarette from freesmokeless.com, and I didn't
know. Oh, it's a plug. Well, that's good. I'm glad that helped you out. Those folks sure spam my website hard, and I guess they do the radio too. But I mean, whatever. Great. Let's talk to Adam in Missouri. Adam, we already went to Adam. Demetrius in New Hampshire. Demetrius, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. How are you, sir?
Good, buddy.
I just wanted to tell you that I've been listening to you for about 2 years, and I've been reading about the New World Order myself, and the way that I got informed about it was kind of from the Book of Revelation. A lot of the stuff that you read in the Book of Revelation seems to coincide with what's going on right now.
It's all in there. It's 10 times stronger than Nostradamus. Nostradamus was all vague about everything. It was pure baloney. You read Revelation, a world government where everybody can watch the guy on television at once, and you've got to do it or he kills you, and there's a mark in the face and the hand, and it describes just like giant wasp dropping bombs on people. You know, that, I mean, look at jet aircraft, look at helicopters. I mean, it's pretty wild stuff.
It is wild stuff. I have actually visited the cave of the cave where the Book of Revelation was written
Patmos.
Home country, which is originally Greece, but what I want to ask you is, how can I make a career out of exposing the New World Order? I have a bachelor's degree in politics. I've kind of been disillusioned by watching the lemmings go on about their daily business every day, the shallowness of it all, and I just don't want to.
All right, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Don't expect you're going to be able to make a living immediately. Throw all your passion, work your regular job, then 5 hours a day, write blogs, get a video camera, make your own film. Put it out, and then say, hey, if you like my film, buy a DVD. If not, here it is on the web, and do it. It took me years and years. It took me actually not that long. It took me about 4 or 5 years to get self-sufficient. And then it's just been incremental from there to expand, hire more people, expand the operation. But just pick the issues. You want to go out there and write a book, self-publish it, whatever, and if you've got the insight and the ideas that people are into, you'll be effective. I appreciate your call, Demetrius. Jim in Illinois, last caller. Sorry to Michael. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I just want to get the word out in case the crap ever hits the fan up in Chicago, what might be part of the problem. A while back, I seen a Bell Jetstar with spray booms sticking out of its sides, hovering over a police facility on the south side of Chicago. That shouldn't be in this area. And you could take it from there what that would be capable of doing. I reported this to the police superintendent, so it's on public record that it has been noticed.
Well, I mean, look, it was declassified 10 years ago that every major city has helicopters in bays with knockout gas and nerve gas ready to just kill everybody or knock everybody out. I mean, this government's criminal, folks. God bless you. Retransmission starts now. Great job, crew. Chuck Norris coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.